Blog Talk Radio.
I'm large on the street.
Yeah.
Large on the street. Large on the street.
Uh-huh.
I'm large on the street. Large on the street. Every time
touch
I touch
me,
white. Every time I touch white.
I do my thing, niggas know that.
Every time I touch white.
On my business, baby.
Every time I touch white.
Trying to be up entertainment, man. Because
I'm large on the street.
Trust me.
Black cheese cream. I'm large on the street.
All right, keep it going, baby.
Black cheese cream. I'm large.
Money, cash, and hoes, we still getting profit. I be the buzz and reminiscing, gunning at the targets. I laugh at the lame, they say they better than I. I'm passing the side, snow bunny ripping the ride. But repelling from them haters who think that they fly. I changed on them, they say I ain't the same to them. I bounce back, round ball, I'm amazing, man. 20,000 down the drain, it ain't phasing him. Brooklawn, Bed-Stuy, I was raised to swim. Notion Ave shop, lifting down by BIM. My past life was a bad life, it got me thinking better. Man, I was counted out, but they don't know no better. I bet they bump a coin getter when I'm dead and gone. They hit my Facebook, my Twitter, then they love me long. I act out, true thugging when I'm on a beat. They say I'm pussy, I guess I am what I eat. I'm large on them streets.
Every time I touch mics,
I'm getting money, baby.
Every time I touch mics,
what's good, people? It's your boy Brooklyn Black, and you are tuned in to Pregame Radio Presents Real Talk with Lucky Me. I'm in the building for the next couple hours just to keep you updated. Big shout out to everyone in Elmira, Ithaca, upstate New York, New York in general. And also, some craziness is going down. Mob Deep, but there's obviously a breakup day of beefing. If you guys have been on Twitter, you already know what it is. So we may talk about that for a minute. But definitely give us a holler, 347-857-4302. Gonna get to some tracks, and you know how we do here, and we'll be right back.
Open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 guns salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crap, all you seen was soup. This little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook trades, one gas, now we out of the closet. Mob Deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this war shit deeply. There seems too many real players born to let these bitch niggas beat me. Fuck, let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. You eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all lies, open my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies, up in the studio getting blown, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know this is the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the fed. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up, niggas suck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to duck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies, I go against all lies. Hold my true motherfuckers, no, be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did, so we ride for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rest of dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So it's a hostage, nah. Niggas that don't rhyme right. You see too many movies. Load them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me? Nigga, against all odds. Hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. Hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
Put my love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest, being soldiers. Military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. Against all odds.
Got instrumentals.com.
Oh, I'm tired of shit, you fucking bum ass nigga. You here and there, you can't even take care of your fucking kid. That's why I fake this shit, dumb nigga. I had to go to the bathroom. I want the car, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. My lucky man love A3. Plus I got kids on my roof where I live. Nigga, I want child support. I want child support.
You ain't getting shit, bitch. My baby mama calling, voicemail, hang up on her, baby need new shoes. All she do is want for money, man, he don't want for nothing. She washed up like she hot, acting like she young, still acting.
When I'm done inside.
Last check, little mama bought a Gucci bag. My income tax, man, she took everything I had. She talking shit to her friends like I'm a bad father. My sister wanted to wash her up, I said, why bother? I'm emotional dude, yes, this shit bothers me. The judge it like you mean, so what's it gonna be? I gave her the house, the cars and the keys, and I fell to my knees, now I'm broke.
I want the cars, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free. Plus I got kids on my wrist where I live. Nigga, I want child support. 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 I want child support.
Baby mama drama, got the kids stressed out. I'm thinking about packing up, maybe move down south. I mean, I can't keep a girl. I bring girls to my home, cause every 5 minutes, a bitch blowing up my phone. She took my food stamp, I see I get brand new. My kids looking dirty, but her clothes is brand new. She argues in public, she screams so loud. Her ponytail was to the side, she's so ghetto and so proud. If it wasn't for my kids, I would've snuffed her and ran away. I'm thinking about Arizona or that place where Kobe played. Man, if you're young and single, y'all live your life. Men will never win. And I'm caught,
I want the cars, the money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free. Plus I got kids. I'm Iris where I live. Nigga, I want child support. 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 I want child support.
Hey, hey.
Yo, what's poppin', what's poppin', what's poppin'?
Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Yo, look, yo. Listen, look out for that video, man. Look out for the video. What's poppin'? This is Game Radio sponsored. You know what I mean? This is Real Talk with Lucky Me and sponsored by Pre-Radio. Brooklyn Black. What's poppin', Brooklyn Black?
You know, I'm just groovy because, you know, a lot of bitches want child support.
Listen, it's so funny. When I do that video, I'm so much so fun. It's kind of like with the Philly Flow video, the dance element. I'm probably going to have girls dance. And, fun with it. Have fun with it.
Did you hear? Mobb Deep has broken up.
Why are they broken up?
Yo, oh, you haven't been on Twitter. Havoc is on Twitter going ham sandwich on your man Prodigy, son.
Why? Did they say why?
Well, pretty much from what it stems from, and this is from the nigga old mouth, it stems about something from Prodigy's book. Now, I don't know if anyone remembers a couple months ago, but a couple months ago we reported on Free Game Radio that it was said that he is releasing a book. Because he felt, you know, fucked up in prison, like no one checked for him or whatever. And the book that he releases is going to be on some shit. But never did we ever think that he would be talking real greasy about his boy. Now, what it says in the book exactly, I don't know because I don't have the book. But it was steamy enough to have this nigga have it go and pull Prodigy's car, talk about how he was getting fucked in prison. And he has references to it also, so I guess as time goes, we'll see. Prodigy hasn't said nothing back yet, though, but for about a good 3 solid hours, it was all Havoc.
See, I wanted to know because Bygone was talking about that on his page.
Because Prodigy hasn't said nothing. There has been no rebuttal from P-Side at all.
What, did you read the book? Or did you read any excerpts or anything?
I don't know exactly what it was. Because I don't own the book, I haven't read the book, but whatever it is, now I'm saying whatever it is, it done pissed off Havoc, and Havoc went ham. Like, he didn't, well, we don't know if he tried to call Prodigy and see what's up and all like that, but that nigga went to Twitter as early as, like, 2 a.m.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy how people could be family and friends for so long, but now, you know, years later, these niggas break up.
Man, like, these dudes, they done took a diss from Tupac and still together. You know, they've been around Big Pac, that whole era, the whole Big L, they were here for most of the changes that hip-hop music's been through. You know, and they were still able to, you know, stay at the test of time. And like you said, it's crazy because they've been getting it in for since about 94.
Amazing.
Damn near 20 years, and now we are in 2012, and, like, yo, Havoc was talking about this nigga on Twitter like he ain't know him in the street.
I tell you this much, it's funny, guys, because I was listening to an interview today from Chris Smith from Criss Cross, the light-skinned one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how, like, the breakup, and it wasn't really a breakup thing. He was going on about, you know, him and the other Criss Cross member, the kid with the I wouldn't say a disease, but the health issue that the boy had. And he's pretty much was stating how, like, they were cool for the most part, but it's kind of like, you know, they spent their money unwisely or whatever. And, you know, once you go cold, JD didn't really want nothing to do with him. And so, I mean, it don't have nothing to do with the same thing with Mobb Deep. Because Mobb Deep is pretty much, they had their last little shot when they did that shit with 50 Cent or whatever. But after
that album was crack. Like, that was a good album. Like, I never know Mobb Deep put out a whack album. You know what I mean?
I like that. You know, I got to take the next one, go around the control. I like that shit. I like that shit for the most part. It's funny, man. There's a lot to talk about today. We're talking about a lot of things. I want to put on blast a white lady out here with the racial profiling. And I went to go for an apartment, and we went to go look at the apartment, you know. And I took a white girl with me, just to make it look, you know, to play the part. And I kind of played the bag while she looked around, and she was like, oh, honey, what you think about this? This is very small. There's a one-bedroom for $500. And as I'm looking, I'm seeing a lot of stuff that wasn't done, a lot of things that need to be spackled and stuff like that. And I told her, I said, yo, give her an hour. And we gave her an hour. Called back. She said someone took the apartment. Now, the apartment was on the market in Craigslist for a whole month. You know how when you go on Craigslist, you go down, down, down? You know, somebody said they have the fresh stuff at top, but then if you go down for, like, apartments and stuff like that, it's only at the bottom. So it was like a shot in the dark, and she was able to get it. And lady, we said we have the money, we have cash, and the lady's like, we sold it to somebody. Shoe, profiling at its best. Like I said, there's lots to talk about. There's a lot going on in Omira. I have a new boo. I have a new boo. She go by the name of Strawberry Butt. I have a new boo. And we're going to talk about that more. I don't know what you want to give him, what kind of music you want to give him. Let's tell him you got some Mob Deep.
I do have Mob Deep, but I want to get, because since Lucky Love the Snow Bunnies, I want to play the little Snow Bunny track real quick. And also, before we do that, I got to announce this, because with, you know, because even with Real Talk Lucky Me, it's a great, great piece of the journey, but tomorrow Pregame Radio turns 2 years old.
Nice, happy birthday! So I'm gonna sing happy birthday too for you for the show live, R. Kelly style.
Oh God, yeah, no sir.
So, let's go to the Snow Bunny track.
Real Snow Bunny track. This is Persia with her Rack Titty remix. And, look, if you're not up on Persia, I would definitely say get up on it. This is a Snow Bunny. She can rap. She's real raunchy. And she can cook her ass off. Like, that motherfucker over here.
This is not the T.I. girl, right?
Nah. That bitch is whack.
Oh, she's whack compared to this chick?
Hell yeah. This is the illest white chick spit. And I'll prove it to you right now. And we'll be right back. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me. With Brooklyn Black in the back, sponsored by Pregame Radio. And we'll be right back.
All right.
Rack titty chick, rack titty chick. Big thigh, fat ass, pink titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Wait, let me get my point across. I need a man with a dick like a horse. He call me wet. I wet the bed sheet. I'm the great one. Gretzky, the best seed, trying to get a nibble. English accent when I'm on and in the middle. Second fiddle, never bitch, I leave the orchestra. Tell you I love you, I'm nothing and I'm off ya. Arch back shots like the Yankees. Pull my hair, pound it hard, baby, spank me. Stilettos in the air, he wanna lick the rapper. Ecstasy, my pussy is the rapture. I wanna capture, baby, get the camera. White trash sex like the Tommy Lee and Pamela. I wanna feel your dick throb in my short shot. Stretch hammer dick, let me take it out the holster. Touch me, tease me, fuck me, please me. Addicted to the dick, I be fiending when it leaves me. I wanna fuck it till we both can't breathe. Face down, ass up, daddy, give it to me. I'm a rack titty chick, rack titty chick. Big top, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Rack titty chick, rack titty chick. Big top, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Pretty big bitch, certified G, so salute the boys before you holler at me. I wanna take you back in VIP and let you touch me. Down a few bottles at home and let you fuck me. I wanna ride you like a carousel. Pussy in your face, give your brains while we're parallel. Lick it like it's gum in the middle like a blow pop. Baby, don't stop, baby, don't stop. I'm about to bust it in your mouth, swallow that. Dons go all night long, shit where hollow at. With a bottle at, drunk sex dreaming. I'm fucking on the waterbed and looking for the semen. Already fiending and pussy still pouring. I wanna fuck you long time till the morning. Wreck city, bitch, I be with a cash at. Sit back with it hard dick and watch my ass clap. Wreck city chick, wreck city chick. Bitch, I got that ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where gritty is. Rack titty chick, rack titty chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where gritty is.
Yo, we're back. So it's so funny. They have this song. You got to check it out. It's a KFC joint, and it goes. It's off that same beat. It goes, going out to Popeyes to get that two piece and fries. That's my shit.
Yeah, for those that tuning in, this real talk with Lucky Me, preaching myself, Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Spotify, Peace Game Radio, Elmira,
yeah.
New York. It's a good New York. Stand the hell up. We here in the building.
Yeah.
For rocking out. With some new stuff right now. The hot, the hot topic I would say is the breakup between Mobb Deep. You know, as a kid growing up in the '90s, being the '80s baby, listening to Mobb Deep from the first track when it was like 18 on the roof of Queensbridge to the beef with Pac, and even to now, it's like damn. After all that, it's a breakup. It's kind of like it's about as bad as. I don't know, it's kind of bad. It's kind of as bad as when Leaders of the New School broke up. And I know a lot of people who tuned in only remember when Leaders of the New School broke up, and they don't even remember who Leaders of the New School is.
Busta.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like one of those.
Yeah. You know something that's funny? And normally I don't really do this.
I have a
topic that needs to be discussed.
Today,
how often should a bitch female wash her pussy, right? Dush. The whole dush thing. My sister always taught me.
I see you post that on Facebook now.
And they went in.
From my experience with women, you know, a lot of they tell me douching is not the way to go as far as cleaning it, like, you know what I mean?
But why would they make it? Why would you make a douche? I'm sorry. My sister always taught me, like I said, I started off late. I lost my virginity when I was 18 years old. I lost it in Nye, Deshante Owens. How you doing? Salute. Anyway, so I lost it in Nye.
Lying-ass nigga.
Y'all put that on Amari that Ashanti took my virginity, nigga. I didn't know what I was doing. It felt good, though. It felt tingly. I felt the tingly. No, but seriously, all jokes aside, though, like, you know what I mean? So my sister was pregnant at 15, and she always told me, she said, listen, if you go to a female's house and she doesn't have, like, Summer's Eve vaginal fragrances to where you can spray, they have the body wash, they have the feminine spray, they have even the wipes, you know what I mean, for, like, those hot Brooklyn summer days, walking on Nostrand Ave all day, sweating duckies, window shopping, whatever you do with your friends, even for that.
Coming out to Nana sister, ratchet bitches.
So I always say, like, damn, how often should a woman douche? So I asked, like, as up here in Elmira, I said, yo, how come these women don't have douches? I haven't seen a douche in no one's home. In no one's home, I haven't seen a douche. So,
in a lot of vaginas in Elmira.
I do my thing, you know what I'm saying? I do my thing. I probably don't fuck, like 30 chicks, probably a little more since I've been out here. Keep it,
yeah,
it probably would have been more.
35 chicks in Elmira.
I know, but some of them is in a wheelchair, and I ain't want to, you know, go to the wheelchair Olympics and stuff
like
that.
Her vagina ain't handicapped.
I know, but seriously, all jokes aside, how often, I think a female should douche after a period and after every time a dude nuts in her. Would you agree?
Let's see what's hot popping, because we got somebody with their hand up. They may have some insight on this. 2166. Just hop on the air. What's good?
Really? Everything that you can talk about, really?
What do you mean, really?
Out of everything that you can talk about, and to say that you've never seen them in a girl's house, I used to live with you. You've seen them in your own house.
Who did I send them? Who had them?
I did.
Miss, what douches?
Huh?
What are the brands that you put in your vagina? What's the brand name
I
that
use
you
either
had?
Summer's Eve or the Dollar General brand. And I always
the
get the
Dollar General
summer.
Brand? Wait, you use a dollar store brand shit in your pussy?
Listen, if they don't have the Summer's Eve and the Tropical Breeze, then I get it in the Dollar General brand. I don't care as long as it's the same freaking scent.
What do you mean you don't care? That's your vagina. You just find some no frills shit in your pussy. What are you doing?
Yeah, and you're not supposed to use them all the time because it's not healthy.
Get that two-piece and fries.
Really?
Listen, I'm so, yo, we had this. Look, I locked the baby in the closet. I time let her out now.
Really?
You ready? You ready to come out? You want juice?
Yeah.
All right, juice time. You can listen. You got 15-minute rack. You got 15-minute
rack. All right, so I'll let you go to get some juice. And Miss Amanda goes and she does an inventory of her dollar store douches. We gotta get to another quick track, some odd beat. Damn shame they broke up. But we'll be right back. 347-857-4302. It's Real Talk with Lucky Me. Host about Free Game Radio. We'll be right back.
L.A., L.A., big city of dreams, but everything in L.A. ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we come from Queens to get down. L.A., L.A., big city of dreams, but everything in L.A. ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we come from Queens to get down.
Jose Luis gotcha, yeah. Golden guns and time fool. General, Emmanuel, rock and morale, government out to get me, trying to stick me, move quickly, yo, the guard study swiftly, Indian style, knees bent, hands together, regulate, drop a cake in like East State, money to make first of the month, son, chopped away, break the law, and got a score like before, Armageddon, Mary Street smoke wedding, invest Kedden.
My crew in the front, got a lock. My live begins in the back, got the gas, so we cool to this black. 4-4 life support, 1-2 the dome, lubricate your thoughts. Black mask, on the ride to avoid up north. Jeopardize my freedom, blink out when I see him. But 9 out of 10 in this, wouldn't want to be him. Robbing for his cash and spend it like Batium. Hey yo, this rap shit is ill, kid. You make mad dough, but still. Hit your crew off to they slink grill. Show some love, kid. Ain't no selfish shit here. LA, LA, big city of dreams. But everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we coming from Queens to get down. LA, LA, big city of dreams, but everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we come from Queens.
I'm in too deep, losing sleep, I can't call it. In love with this drug, this shit loyal and all for it. What's this gonna do with no cash at 22? Take it or find out the best way to make it fast. My man's raking camp, being lieutenant. I'm in it to win it, so it might just take a minute to gain grand. Put my game plan in action, ways to make it happen. Today's to get to Jackson once the wait comes. I'm out of state, triple sums, side my funds. I got guns to cripple sons, what's the use of heat? With no dough to flee the street. Court a case with no choice, the engine dead meat. Legal aid type of router, have you shipped in greens? Stand down for a lawyer, now split your cream. Game is deeper than the sea itself. Agile moves to make fragile crews deflate under pressure. Take it to the next measure, with all pleasure. A sad treasure, cheddar, a legal life forever.
Yeah, all together, like a butter soft leather. Been on this planet for 25 years and still strong. The world's rotting like the veins in my father's arm. I remain calm, study Islam, read the Torah. World going in flames like Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's dried up, laying in the box from the virus. Commercial thugs try to book gas at the lobbies. This life of crime, only we shine. Real survivors, y'all half with the enemy. I advise you not to try this, so brace yourself before you get yourself laced. We up with the sick Arabic scar face. La illa ha illa la illa la. You're fucking with the guard, that's Kumar Azdubar. Official, my missile rips through your bone bristle. Why you sneak deep in if you're locked and blow the whistle for the J. My mouthpiece remains my new team, made my bail, scoop me up in the Lex Coupe. Now I'm out, back to the galaxy of Queens. In between the crime scenes, serving fans like fiends.
Yeah, we're back. Real Talk with Lucky Me. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We're talking how often do women douche, and people who put dollar store brand shit in their punani.
Hey, who does that? Who does that?
Obviously, bitches in our library.
Who, like, honestly, who really? Dude, wait, let me take one. You're on Hooters.
Huh?
What?
Let me ask you a question, seriously. Why would you, like, all right. Now, This is not going to be. We're not turning this into a bashing thing. I think we appreciate your company. We appreciate you being on the show. I think once a female hears another female's voice, then that's when they all come in and they follow suit. why choose a dollar store brand vaginal cleanser?
Because I only use one certain scent, and if they don't have it in the Summer's Eve, I'm going to buy it in the cheaper brand because I don't like the other scents. And the original vinegar and water, whatever the hell it is actually more harmful for you than the rest. So that's why I do the things that I do.
you want to take that? I don't know, Brooklyn Black. What you think of that?
Well, I know it's a wise, it's an old wives' tale. You know, I know in the black household, we've been told if you go to a woman's house and she ain't got a bottle of vinegar in the crib, of course she is loose. But as far as using the dollar store brand, I figure if it's something that you're gonna be putting in your body or on your body or whatever, then no expense should be spared. But
at the same time, it's not really like going in your body. It's just cleaning out something entirely that you necessarily can't reach and get into. Like, in all honesty, if a girl really wanted to, she could take the same applicator or whatever the hell you want to call it and keep reusing it with warm water if she wanted to. But that's just gross, and that's how you get infections and bacteria and all that nasty shit.
Okay, I'm tired. I've been hearing this all day fucking long. I heard it from West Waterworks, and I heard it from Little Debbie. Hi, little mama. How can I help you? Yeah, Dora. Let's go watch Dora.
Really?
All
right, Daddy Daycare.
All right. So, all right, big girl. All right. So, like I said, this is my thing. Yo, listen, I'm a good man. When you're a good man, you're on purpose.
You are not all purpose.
I am all purpose. I am a good man. And then, yo, Brooklyn Black.
Yo.
She says that I'm not a good man. Not only did she say I'm a good man, I'm in a new relationship. This is going okay for the most part, man, my new strawberry. And if a person wants to be your friend, why would they hate on your new relationship?
Who's hating? Hold on, who's hating?
Man, she's been hating ever since you've been saying. She told me she loved me, and you said she doesn't love me.
She doesn't love you. I will be completely, like, seriously.
Wait.
No.
Okay,
no.
We can fix this right now. Look, how long have you been dating?
You
and this new girl?
About 2 weeks.
Come on, son. Now, if you're a teenager, then I understand. But come on, son. That happened. I love you, nigga.
Yeah, but she holds
you
after sex.
Thank you.
Come on, y'all niggas been dating for 2 weeks. She hasn't even
flirted
with you yet.
Oh, wait, 2 weeks?
Then you
cheated on her.
Wow.
You cheated? Who cheated on her?
You did.
How'd I cheat on her?
Really? Do you want to go there?
Okay, I want to go there. And while we already go there, we go into another musical break. We'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio. Real Talk, good luck to me. 347-857-4202.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo,
Lawrence.
Lionel.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complications. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to kingdom. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. To understand El Boogie, la baila. But if a thing tests me, run to me gun. Can't take a threat to me, new one son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gon' scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all floss for the sight to behold. Wisdom is better What you throw out come back to you, star. Never underestimate those who you saw. Cause comma, 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 come back to you hard. You can't hold God, people back that long. The chain of shade down wasn't made that strong. Trying to pretend like your word is your bond. But until you do right, all you do will go wrong. Now some might mistake this just as simple long as some don't know what they have till it's gone. Now even when you're gone, you can still be reborn. And from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now some might listen and some might shun. And some may think that they reach perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you become. Cause you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
You might win some, but you really
next stay on the water bed and letters on the pillow. And this is what the letter said. It said, cheeks, I be home around two. You was deep in your sleep, so I didn't want to bother you. I left my number for shorty to call me later. Got dressed, smoked a blunt, and then I bounced towards the elevator. I got the beep around three. I'm asking shorty, what's up with you? She's asking, what's up with me? And now we've been together for weeks. Candlelight, dinner with my shorty, crack a 40 with my naughty freaks. Hey man, I never been in love, but every time I'm bursting in and out, it's say to shorty that I'm thinking of. I'm hanging out with my crew. I get the beef from Renee, because Renee uses slow too. But yet I'm chatting with her mom too. She says Renee's been shot, so cheeks meet me up at St. Louis. I jump on the bandwagon, I gotta make it there quick. Hey yo, this shit is getting mad thick. Not even thinking of the phone, now I'm doing the buff, give the fuck. I'm smoking boom and the whole nine. I gotta see what's going on. And by the time I reach the hospital, they tell me Mr. Cheeks, my name's gone. I'm pouring beer out for my shorty who ain't here. And I'm from the ghetto, so listen, this is how I shed my tears. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto friends.
Back in the building. Pre-game radio bringing you Real Talk with Lucky Me.
Yeah, we in the building.
Yeah, you know, we here. We chilling. You know, we kicking back, rocking shit off, you know.
Yo, I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to Martha. I want to give a shout-out to Martha. Your name is, shout-out to Martha. Her name is Martha Van. She's a squirter out here in Elmira, New York. She's crazy.
Wait, is she getting props because she's a squirter? Like,
I'm going to give her props. Martha Van Sickle. The reason why I'm giving her props is this is what happened. And I'm going to be real brief about this. Or I'm going to try to be real brief about it.
Yeah, we got to find out how you cheating on a girl you've been with for 2 weeks.
All right, we're going to talk about that. But real quick, in the midst of... Baby, so I'm going to get out your room. So, once upon a time, I was on Tag.com, and on Tag.com, I met a young lady named Penny. Penny comes into Steals and Deals, the first store where I held nice things and stuff like that. She walked in the store. Hey, you're lucky. Yes, I'm lucky. Nice to meet you. Oh, this is yours. I said, yes, this is mine. I'm the owner. I'm young. I'm the owner. It's me. She said, okay. She said, all right, so you want to take me out? I said, miss, I don't take females out. I take them on food stamp dates. She said, I'm a baller. I mess with ballers from Rochester, blah, 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 blah. I hang out with her. Things don't go too well. Our argument, so I'm on a double date with the Penny girl, and Martha's little sister. So the sister's about 30-something, about 32, which I really don't mess with dinosaurs, but I thought I'd give her a shot because she had big boobs. And Martha's about 20, I believe. So we're on a double date. Things go bad, and she goes, her and her man goes, they go sour. So she goes, well, I don't want to be with you anyway. I'd rather be with Lucky.
Okay.
She goes up there. The reason why I'm giving her a shot is because she's always forward. And she's you know, her sister's a gold digger. She said, listen, she came to me on her own and hit me up on Tag. Was like, yo, sister, all you want to get is your money. All I want from you, I think you're a sexy chocolate man, and I want you, and I want you now.
So you went and you gave it to her.
So I didn't believe her. So she comes into the shop on a late night. Me and my boy Joe, I was smoking a blunt. I sent Joelle in the front part of the store. She takes my, she undresses me. Like, I look, like, see.
So she got naked in the swap shop.
So, like, listen. Sometimes I like to take control, but when a female does it sexy, I love it when a female take my shirt off me. You know what I'm saying? Put my trousers down, fold my boxes, put it to the side. So, when I hop out of it, I can just run and get them real quick. I like things like that. If a female can do it sexy. But other than that, I'm going to be the guy to take control. So she was sensual, sexual, and sexy with it. So she undressed me and stuff like that. She bopped me and all that. Did a good thing. We had amazing sex, and then she squirted like crazy. The reason why I'm giving her a shout out is because she's always,
She's always real about her shit. She never played games.
She with
a man.
That you cheated on your girl with?
No, I didn't cheat on my girl with. And I don't anything that Miss Rosecrans. I've never cheated on Strawberry. So.
What? Hold up,
Barry. Really?
Yes, really.
All right, then where were you not this Friday, the last Friday night?
Ooh, at Hooters' house.
It wasn't my house.
Oh, shit.
I was in my swap shop conducting business like I normally are.
Yeah,
yeah,
until a certain point. Hello?
Yes, conducting business. Why would I cheat on someone in a new relationship?
When, okay, because that's
not the
point.
Yeah, swap shop.
No,
no,
we don't do that.
No.
She,
liar.
Do you have proof?
How many times have you gotten me naked in the shop?
How many times have you willingly got naked in the shop?
Exactly.
You girls are amazing. Outrageous.
Outrageous. But well, we got a caller. That's what digit 0256. What's this? You live on the air.
845.
Yo, what up? Bonds in the building.
Bonds is back. We brought
Bonds in the building.
We talking about dushing. Should they dush?
Oh man, I was checking your post game earlier about that too. I commented on that earlier if you don't remember that
I appreciate your comment because they ran from that because you know why girls ran from that? Because they didn't want to say the wrong type of answer. If they say 1 month, then niggas would be like, damn, you only dish once a month.
After your period and after you have sex.
Yeah, I mean that's the good way to think about it. I mean, that's a good way to go. But if you dish it more than once a month, however you want to call it, a other month, something wrong, you know what I mean? So you need to start putting that Medicaid to check and start getting somewhere and getting checked out.
Now, Medicaid, bitch.
Now listen, this is my thing. This is my thing. My thing is this. I'm a wild boy. I'm gonna say I eat butt, I eat pussy. That's what I do. Nasty. I'm a nasty.
Hold on. It's just for my nigga's sake. On that, yo, luck. Hold on. Just for my nigga's sake, cause you know they call me phrases that amazes. If it ain't white, it ain't right.
And if it's black, take it back.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
So, Bob, you only eat a white girl butt? Is that what you're saying?
That's it,
pink.
Wow, Bob is only
eating
a white girl butt.
Now, Brooklyn Black, and Bob, answer this question. You all have had girls where you take their panties off, it smells like peaches, and then once you put the dick in, then you know we be on our cocky shit where we want to hit them with long strokes, so we want to pull out and look at our shit and all that while our head's still in there, and then you smell that crazy aroma, like, oh, my God.
I know, my nigga. If it smell like cologne, leave it alone.
Oh, shit.
If it smell like cologne, leave it alone. If it smell like fish, make it a dish, man.
Make it a dish.
Make it a fish. Wow.
Shrimp. I like shrimp.
This nigga like shrimp.
Listen, I've came up with mustache, with mayonnaise in my mustache plenty of days. Like, what's going on?
Hey, yo, look, matter of fact, look, you're a funny nigga. I remember you telling me a story back in the high school days. Anyway, shout out to Hudson Valley, too, all the Hudson
Valley
heads. I remember you telling me a story how you was pumping and something, stroking from the back, and you caught a nasty aroma, and you just said, fuck it, and you put your nose in your arm and just held it down.
Yeah,
and kept hitting it.
That's that group home shit. I learned that from Jeff. That's Jeff's main move. That was Jeff's move.
That's AKA Filthy.
Yo, if Jeff didn't do that, he was taking his shirt, throwing his shirt over his face.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah, he nasty.
Jeff, there's a young lady, and I don't know if she's listening, but she lives in Nyack. She lives by Heather, and we used to go. Jeff used to dance back in the days. So that's when I was messing with Tiffany Whitehead and all that. And Jeff said he was beating it from the back. Jeff was beating it from the back. A doodle hole stinks so bad that he had to cover his nose. And he huddled. Ugh. We call that the huddle.
Yes.
That's
filthy.
So now, and then another thing too, we was talking about, you know, if nigga eat it on the first date, is he wrong for eating it on the first date?
Hell yeah, you don't eat nothing on the first date. That ain't your girl.
What happened?
You don't eat it on the first date. That ain't your girl.
The first date, what?
You don't get on the first date. That ain't the boo. That ain't the girl. Fuck out of here.
What happened, Luck?
Yo, Brooklyn Black, when last time you ate some pussy, Brooklyn Black?
Shit, I would say the last time I was in a relationship.
The people
well,
know.
We already know how Black get it in, you know what I mean? He ain't gonna say nothing on the air, you heard? Cause he got a reputation to uphold. But I know that nigga.
Base.
That nigga eating ass and everything.
Nigga, what about it?
That nigga the brown tongue Elvis.
Yeah, nigga, still you had to send us the laugh? Nigga had to send us the laugh and all that. Yo, we got another 845 in there. I don't know who that person is. Shout out to you. Your last number is 3058. Shout out to you. You're in the building. Like I said, we're talking about a lot of things. I'm talking about the. What's your take on the Mobb Deep situation, Bron?
Like, you know what I mean? I ain't really into it. You know what I mean? I don't know what's really going on, you heard? So to get my side of it, you heard? It's just like,
what
I mean, fill me
I mean,
in
I'm,
real
I'm
quick and then fill me
too.
In on what's going on.
All right, well, here's how it is. You know, your homie P was locked up, and when P got locked up, he was feeling a little salty because he was like, you know, niggas from the game, they wasn't checking on him, they wasn't, you know, seeing how he was doing. He was locked up. So while he was locked up, he wrote this alleged tell-all type of expose type of book. And somewhere in the book, according to Havoc, he had slandered Havoc and slammed him. So Havoc took it to Twitter and started exposing himself about he was getting fucked in jail and shit.
Oh.
And how he has witnesses.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all
yeah.
right. Damn. That's
it. Yeah.
That's enough feeling right there. It seemed from the feeling that nigga was getting filled in. Yeah.
You know.
Damn.
So right now, that's the thing on Twitter, but no one but P or no one from his camp or his side had anything to say about it. So right now it's just looking like P is just on there starting shit. But the fact that P ain't saying shit, it makes it like, yo, wow, this nigga really got his heart pulled. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe he got his face. I mean, his Twitter got hacked.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he one of them niggas that think it ain't gay if he get his dick sucked from another nigga. Who knows?
Ah, crazy
shit.
You know what I mean? And then a lot of them, hold on, man. For the callers that's listening, man, I know this is off topic and all that, but my daughter just called me in the bathroom and she got diarrhea the whole over the motherfucking way.
Go play.
Oh, that's the greatest thing in the world. So, while we got daddy daycare going on in the building.
Listen, I'm on purpose.
She don't want
get the job done. Actually, it's not my baby. Who's that in the back? Is that who it is, babysitting?
No, I'm not babysitting. That's you, Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, that was probably mine.
Oh, okay. Lady Bianca, who's this? All right. Like I said, I want to give a shout out to all the Elmira girls who actually, you know, keep it 100, keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? They don't play around with the pussy. If they want to fuck you, they want to fuck you. They do what they got to do. I hate the ones that play the games. Like,
you know what I hate?
Who?
The men who
what?
Play the games.
Huh?
You know what I hate? The men who play the games.
What men? What?
I mean,
what men play
do
games?
Y'all do it the worst, though.
No. Men do it the worst.
Yeah, y'all do, man. Yeah, nigga want to take an inch. Y'all want to take the whole mile and shit.
Nigga, you want to be a cowboy.
And you're going to tell me, oh, I'm going to wait for my call, and you don't end up calling, and I'm sitting around wasting my time. What do I look like?
I mean, you just got to wait for the next
the
call.
That's what you look like.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Patience is a virtue. And listen, better late than never, you heard?
Yeah, well.
And you're right about patience, because look what patience got me. When I first was talking to Shorty, she was like, you know something? She said, I don't even look at you like that. Don't you dare come over here and try to think you're going to get pussy lucky. I got no condoms in my pocket. I'm over here. I'm chilling with you, da-da. Fourth visit, I got the pussy.
Well,
you know how she gave it to me? Let me tell you how she gave it to me. I'm sitting on the bed. We blowing the L. We blowing the L, right? So then I'm high as a cop. I said, miss, once I get high, the wolf come out. You don't want to meet the wolf. Oh! She's like, so why I want to meet the wolf? So then, as we get high off the fourth L, I'm blasted. So she's like, well,
I don't want to hear that.
You can spend. Listen, miss. You don't want a good man then. If you don't want to listen, you don't want a good man.
What do you mean? I don't want to listen to your sex stories. How does that?
Why not? Why not? Rick the Ruler was a storyteller. Biggie was a storyteller. You know what I mean?
Because she has her own. She has her own sex stories. That's why. Because she be in men's bed. That's why.
Sex stories. What do you mean?
She be in men's bed.
Besides you.
You.
You gotta answer my
Black, yep. like I was saying, Shawty, look what she did. It was nice. I bust her ass just because she did it like this. I'm sitting on the bed. She's like, well, I'm gonna take a shower. She's like, well, hope you know you ain't getting no pussy. And I'm like, I don't look at you like that. So in my head, oh, damn, I'm going to bed with the blue balls and all that. I gotta get one off in the shower. She came out the shower, right? She looked at me. I'm high as a kite on the bed. She goes, wow, I didn't expect you to be here. Now get naked.
Wow.
Now get naked.
Yo, this nigga, you are so stupid, son.
Yo, because it's real. It's honestly, I can't add nothing to it. Like, I can't add no extra. I ain't saying I'm hanging from a chandelier, dropping balls on her, nothing extra. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's why it took me four tries. Like, most niggas lie and be like, yo, I beat on the first day and all that. I'm not going to lie. I ain't gonna lie on my car. We don't do those. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get too much pussy to lie. So when she, hold on, who is sending private messages? Let's see what she got to say.
Oh, shit. Yeah, put the private messages on air. Fuck that. Put it on blast.
Shut up. You're making me sick. Wow.
Don't be getting on sensitivehooters.com.
I'm not sensitive. I'm fine.
She had her shot, Brooklyn Bad. That's the main thing. She had her shot. She dropped the ball. What are you eating?
You know
what? You're supposed to cuff the ball.
Cuff the ball.
You're supposed to cuff the ball. You ain't supposed to drop the ball.
So what? She a free agent or she just got clipped?
She got clipped.
I mean, she's in the D League right now. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Oh, she minors right now.
She's in the minor league. But, you know, with training and you know, get, you know, learn. She don't got a basic job.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they say. You can lead a hole to water, but you can't make a thing.
Let's go.
Wait,
no,
he had
nothing. Let's go. You heard what he said. You can lead a fish to water, but that doesn't mean that you're going to swim.
No. The nigga said you can lead a hole to water, but you can't make a thing.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, well, you could have asked me, Ma. Ain't no hair on my shit. Ain't no hair on my shit.
She is like, she doesn't want. So, all right, let me see. What else has been going on out here in Elmira? Elmira, New York. We got an update on the kid, Joel Monroe. It's official. He has first-degree rape. His bet $17,000. It doesn't look like he's getting out of
his.
Yeah, young. This story is so crazy. Because this is why this story is so crazy. I used to hang out with this kid, Joel. His name is Joel Moreau. I used to hang out with this dude. And let me change it. He used to hang out with me. Because they used to spend the nights in my shop. And they used to hang out with me. I'm the cool guy. So they used to hang out with me. And these dudes, they used to have these little girlfriends. Now, I'm thinking that these girls are like 18, 19. You know what I mean? That's the age bracket.
What are you doing?
These niggas, him and his brother, Tyler, them niggas were fucking 16 and 17-year-olds in back of the shop.
You got pants in here, huh?
Wow.
So, you know, that makes me accessory.
You guilty by association.
Exactly. These niggas, no, but these girls, these Elmira girls, they was getting naked in back of the shop. They was busting these girls' asses. They squirting on my couches. They was getting in. So this nigga gets his girl pregnant. They good. You know what I mean? Me and him go through a little thing. I go to beat the nigga up. Police on me. I get a trespass charge. You know what I'm saying? I get locked up. I get bailed out. Thank you, Hooters. Anyway, and then he gets arrested.
Shut up.
From his baby mama.
Oh, wait. So wait. Oh, for fucking a young bitch.
He fucked another young bitch, and his baby mom told on him.
That's crazy.
He got caught.
We got another caller, though. I paid for a 5 last 4 digits, 3058.
Let's get him on.
On the air?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, Vinny?
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you, girl. We hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I live out in the motherfucking country with the bears and shit, so my phone always be disconnected. I ain't got one side here.
Who that,
Vinny? I don't know if we're on the same subject, but here's my thing. Unless you know the person and serious, like you really serious and you know where they at all the time, you should not be licky-licky or sucky-sucky because you don't know where that shit's been. You don't know where that shit's for.
So what you're trying to say is that if you were single, let's say you were single and you went to the bar, let's see what they got out there in Rockland. What's that shit I met my baby mom's at? What's that shit called? Bourbon Street. You at Bourbon Street, you're in Nyack, and you drunk, and you take your, like, girl, I want to eat those pants off you, and he want to eat your pussy in your car. You not going to let him?
Hell no, because I see too many fucking herpes on people's lips and shit out here looking like they about to explode. I ain't trying to get that on mine, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep myself clean. That's where I go get myself, even though I'm married, I still get myself checked every year to make sure that I'm still clean. I've been married for 7 years, and I've only been with one dude for 7 years.
Yo, look. Yo, Jeannie.
Can you hear me? I'm losing my call again, all right.
No, yo, Jeannie.
We got you. We hear you.
We hear you, boss.
Oh, Jeannie, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, where Randy at? He know you on the airways?
I don't care. I'm the one person to speak my mind and let everybody know how I feel. There's too much stuff
to cover
in
the
diseases.
Bathroom and tear our ass up.
There's too many diseases running around. You need to be careful. You need to be careful. Everybody lies.
Nah, they do, and you're right. You're right, Ma. Dudes be lying, and but females lie the most, Jeannie. Females are scandalous.
I said it's on both ends with me. Men lie, females lie, everybody lies. Nobody's in the same.
No, females lie more.
Oh, hell yeah,
men lie, women lie, but the age rate don't.
Exactly.
And neither does your lips when you have volcanic herpes wanting to blow up. How is that? How'd that movie go? Yo, dude, that something on your something's got something on it, something. What was that? What was that movie?
That shit on your lip got some shit on its lip.
Yeah, that shit on your lip. Jeannie, why don't you go rent the movie Kids?
What happened?
Why don't you go rent the movie Kids? You probably fall in love with Casper.
All the bitches love me.
Yo, Jeannie, let me ask you a question. How long you been married?
I've been married almost 7 years.
And so, I mean, we switching gears, but so what's been the secret for you guys, longevity?
Communication, trust, being honest with each other. Whenever we have a problem with each other, we're able to talk about it at a reasonable, you know, in a rational way. But communication is key. If you can't communicate with your significant other and you can't trust them, then you can't be with them. That's a wrap, because you're always going to be thinking psycho thoughts.
So answer this. When you got into the situation, did you look at them for looks, money? What was the thing that signed the deal for you, sealed it for the most part?
Well, at first it was his looks, you know. I mean, my husband's sexy, so, I mean. I was attracted by the looks, but he works, he handles his business, and he takes care of his family. Yeah, he drives a taxi, but you know what? He's doing what he's got to do to put food on the table. Just like I'm going to school, I'm trying to better myself to put food on the table for my kids. I got two autistic sons. It's not easy, but we work our little asses off. My mom, bless her heart, watches my kids, so I don't got to worry about no daycare system.
Nice.
I live close to Newburgh, and I ain't trying to be having nobody in Newburgh watching my kids.
I haven't been in Rockland too heavy, but last I checked, you know, Haverstraw was the highest with STDs and AIDS and things of that nature. Has it went
same
down?
Same with Newburgh. Same with, I haven't lived in, seriously, I haven't lived down there like 5 years now. I've been upstate for a long time. But from what I understand, Newburgh and Haverstraw, and it sounds like Elmira are exactly the same type of places. Like, it sounds like everybody's messed up. Like, Newburgh, they're pissed off hanging outside the store. I went up to the store because they got my St. Ives special brew. I can't find them where I live, so I got to go to Newburgh. I got to hit a bodega. There was this chick outside.
Black? said the special brew. Remember those?
Oh, you remember those? Remember the berry?
Yeah.
Remember the berry blend shit?
Yeah. I remember those.
Yo, who remembers nutcrackers? Yo, who drinks nutcrackers?
Yo, they don't got no nutcrackers up here.
Hey, yo, Jeannie.
Ohio still had the best nutcrackers, yo.
Hey, yo, Jeannie, stop sipping that twisted tea. Tell them niggas how your tattoo came.
No, that tattoo be slamming, yo. You better hit my buddy up. You better hit my boy up. He got the skills with the ink.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not drinking twisted tea.
Plugs?
I ain't sipping twisted tea. I'm sipping St. Ives right now.
She came through and got a tattoo. Shout out to Jeannie, for, you know what I mean, for showing love on the tat.
Yo, I'm going to come up and get another one. I want Bella on my foot.
All right. Make sure you tell your husband to stay his ass home, though.
This way when I get a time with somebody.
Hey, yo, look. Yo, Brooklyn Black.
Yo.
Tell me how I had the tattoo party at the crib, right? She comes to the crib, son. And then she got her husband coming to the house out now trying to wild out on niggas.
Wow.
Because she wasn't supposed to be there?
Yeah, he don't like to go with no niggas.
That's okay. Now, I understand where he was coming from. He woke up, though, and I didn't tell him I was going out. That's one thing that I do understand, and he does have a right to be mad about.
And you see that?
Wait, hold on. I should have the respect to wake him up and be like, I'm going out, and I'll be here, and I'll be back at such and such a time. I shouldn't be sleeping out when he's sleeping. That's shady.
Well, aren't you big on communication?
Yeah, but I didn't want to wake him up because he had just got home from work and he was tired.
So why don't you leave a note on his chest?
Well, I should have just wrote him a note.
ain't that filthy, though?
Take a sack and stick it on his head or something, one of them post-it notes.
Now, look, Brooklyn Black, if you did that, or if I did that, you know what I mean? Shorty would have had a heart attack. We would have went home. My shit would have been beat.
Yeah.
All the leather would have been cut up out the closet. You heard?
My Xbox would have been on the driveway in 5 pieces.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but hey, we be surviving. I mean, I think it's just the economy that's messing with relationships, too. I mean, the economy messes with a lot of stuff. When you don't got
you can't say that, man, because I've always been broke, so the economy ain't nothing but another day, you heard? I've been broke before the economy.
We haven't always been broke, and now we just broke the last few years, so, yeah, it's stressing us out.
Miss, Jeannie, explain how is the economy affecting you? I just want to know. I just want to know. How does the economy explain it? How is it affecting you?
Well, my husband and I have money. You know, we are very big into the remote-controlled car sports. Like, we have those nitro RCs. Ours would do, like, 60 miles per hour. And we were able to spend money, like, doing our like hobbies and stuff together. Now we're having to scrimp and like not be able to do the things we enjoy anymore. So it's kind of upsetting us. We used to like to go to the movies together once a week and stuff. Now we can't do that
no more. Listen, those are all luxuries, man. Necessities, man. That's why the recession is here now, because everybody's taking what they don't need. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I feel you. I save up all my cans and bottles to go back and get a few dollars to throw in my gas tank now.
Yo, I hate that.
I don't think it's that bad in these parts, but you know what I mean? More power to you, baby.
Yo, Eddie, listen,
you spent 5 cents for the deposit anyway. I thought if you toss it out, you just wasted your money, because you spent that money anyway. You're getting your money back. That's how I feel about it.
I feel you.
Yo, do people siphon gas anymore? You know how you put the straw inside the thing?
Niggas are still doing that.
At my husband's job, people do that at my husband's job all the time. All the time, someone's siphoning gas out of my husband's gas tank.
What if that shit hits your mouth? What if that shit, no homo, what if that shit hits your mouth by accident?
Oh, my God. Oh, I would die.
Them niggas are nasty, love. That shit ain't healthy for niggas. You heard? Them niggas gonna die from who be siphoning gas.
I was watching a show where a girl drinks gasoline, was drinking that shit.
Mm-mm-mm. What's that
the
taboo shit?
That was on YouTube or something like that. Yo, that girl's fighting.
No,
but
it's a show. It was a show. All right, Jeannie, how often do you, not to be in your business, I don't want to be in your vagina like that, but how often do you dush?
Do I what?
Do you dush? Do you put squash?
She don't know what that is.
I can barely understand you. I have no service for my house for some reason.
How often do you douche?
I don't do that at all because my doctor told me I can't do it because I have polycystic ovaries. I'm not. You get bacterial infections from that. No joke. It's not good for you.
So if you play basketball, so me and you play, we ran 10 full court at Lincoln, and we 10 full court. So you will still be fresh?
Yeah, because I take 2 showers a day. My propane bill be sky high, but I take 2 showers a day because I'm OCD about being clean.
Do you take baths?
No, I do not take baths. That's disgusting. That's laying in your own filth right there. Showers only.
No.
And my sons don't take baths either. My 5-year-old and my 3-year-old be taking showers because I'm not having them sit in their filth either.
Okay, but listen, you're married, so I'm obviously you and your husband are not having protected sex, right?
No, we don't. Why? I'm on birth control.
So he's nutting me. So how do you get that stuff out of you if you're not dishing?
Because you go in the shower and I use a squeeze bottle. I just use the for the outside, the same one that I had when I had my kids. They didn't tell me to douche when I had my kids, did I? And that was the most dirty experience on the planet is having kids. They just tell you to wash the exterior of yourself with a fine mist, and everything comes out with gravity.
Gravity. So gravity pulls out semen. Semen just says, it goes up. And no, God said, come down, semen. Don't go in there. Go down from the pussy. Okay.
No, well, I'm saying mine never smells because I clean myself twice a day because I'm paranoid about being dirty.
No, I just find it hard. Like sometimes, and sometimes with guys too. Sometimes guys will take a shower and an hour later they balls stink and then the girl go to give them head and she's like, your balls is smelling cheesy. You got to do something with these things. And it's the same thing like with a female. They put lotion, they'll smell good lotions on top of the lips and stuff. So when a dude go down there, and that's why I think some females don't shave their hair off because they can put the lotion on it and some of the lotion sticks to the hair. And so the inside
smells
corroded.
Actually, no, I feel that the hair makes it smell worse because the hair traps the bad smells and the bad nasty stuff. That's why you got to keep it clean.
So are you not, like I said, my face is going to be on your vagina, but do you go bald? Are you a bald eagle?
Yes, I do, because I feel hair is disgusting. Hair. The only place hair belongs is on your head, on your eyebrows, and on your eyelashes. That for a female, that's how I feel. I even shave my arms, like my forearms, I shave that too.
And how often should a female shave? Like, if there's a young lady that really is lost in life and doesn't know when to shave, how often should a female shave her legs?
Shots fired.
Normal women should do that like every 3 days, but because I'm OCD, I do it every day in the morning in the shower. I shave every day.
You don't get rashes?
No, I don't, because I use an Intuition razor, and the minute I get out, I put lotion. I'm obsessed with lotion. I go through about a bottle of lotion every 3 days. Between my sons and myself, I like to keep our skin nice and smooth.
So if you only have one body.
You only have one body. You got to take care of what you got. You ain't getting another one.
So Brooklyn Black, so the king of pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, if he asks you to twit pick a picture of your legs right now, they'd be smooth as baby butt.
Yeah, but I'm not taking a picture of my legs right now. I'm sorry. I'm cooking dinner for my kids, and there's no way I'm going to be doing that.
Like I said, bang, 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 bang. Like I said, I appreciate the fact that you're cooking and you're taking time out to kick it with us, because like people be thinking that my stuff be randomness on my Facebook. It be things that I really don't understand. Because, you know, like me and Lil Debbie was talking this morning,
No, you be coming up with some wow shit on your Facebook. Debbie, sometimes with some of the videos and stuff, I'm like, yo, wow, did he really just post that?
What are one of the biggest things that you looked at was like, wow, as far as the videos or posts? Shoot.
It had to be today's post about the douching, and then, you know, some of the stuff that you say be making me laugh, but I'm like, I could be in a bad mood. I just check out some of your posts and I laugh. I'm glad I can make you laugh.
I was like,
wow, I looked at that post and I'm like, wow, he went there. Like, I didn't even think
he'd go there. Well, we're talking about, see, I'm a part of a group called Team Have Some, and there was a lady that said she doesn't douche her pussy, but she douches her butthole.
Oh,
We are going to a musical break real quick. We're gonna come back to that.
I have to head out because I have to feed my kids, change them, get them ready for bed, and put them in their PJs and put them down to sleep. You know, that's this time of night. But I appreciate it. I like talking to all y'all. It was fun, and I'll catch you guys at the next show.
Every Monday, 7 to 9.
All right, Lucky. Word up. See you guys. Talk to you later. Peace out.
Oh man, yo, that's wow.
But shout out to Jeannie.
Shout out to Jeannie. I hear you bust your shots though, son. I hear you.
Who's shooting at?
I hear you shooting.
Nash. Who I'm shooting at though?
Let's just say I heard the nigga shooting in the club. Boss, the nigga shooting in the club.
Now, you know, Brooklyn Black, this is the reason why. Let's go. Because, like I said, I eat a lot of pussy, and so my face is down there a lot. So I appreciate the good woman who takes time to get in her butt crack and to get in there. If you want my tongue, if you want me to do the best job that I can do, make me fresh. You know what I mean? I want to be the best that I can be.
Ladies, make sure your drawers don't feel like sound like Velcro when you're taking them off.
Oh no!
Yo, listen. Don't we need to talk about? We need to go to the song, but we need to talk about what's better: skinny girls or big girls?
We'll get into it. Pre-game radio bringing you real talk. Lucky me, Nick Ball.
What time of year is it?
We're gonna get it after this commercial break.
We're gonna get into it after this, and I'll say it. And deadass. I want to hear Nick Vaughn's track. It's been years, and we got to get this shit on the show. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
And maybe,
why happened?
I said, we got to get a Nick Vaughn's track on here.
All right, for sure.
All right. Vaughn.
We'll be right back. But I'm thinking collabo with the homie here. Sad Black and Lucky Me, because these niggas do the mashup something crazy.
Remember back in the day.
R.I.P. Big.
I remember when I loved honey. Now lately you've been acting funny. Please, baby, that's a new flame. Just like back in the day, we can grow from pain.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
Just like back in the day, we can grow from pain.
Remember back in the days when niggas had waves, gazelle shades, the corn braids, picture pennies. Honeys had the high top jelly, shooting skelly. Motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues. Turn your pages to 1993. Niggas is getting smoked, G. Believe me, talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Toting checks for rent, smoking blunts in the project hallways, shooting dice all day. Waiting for niggas to step up for some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start lighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways, motherfucker. This ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
I remember when I loved honey.
Okay.
Now lately you've been funny.
Yeah.
Please, baby, let's renew the flame. Just like back in the day, we can grow.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like back in the day, we can grow.
Check it. The names change, the roles remain. These youngins think Ross is big, the new Pac is Wayne. Screaming, you only live once, nigga. Who tear the gang while squeezing the trigger of the wand on they video game. Thugs is a dying breed. It's all about getting high off weed, and my supplier keep Drake on repeat. A little too emotional for me, but he always seemed to hide like a 0-2 for me. I think I get it. Nah, I ain't on no pulpit. We seen with beef. Wanna party and bullshit, I ain't mad at him. I see the changes, Black president, it's evident, life moving phases.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that our kids can't relate to this.
Okay.
That was the point, roll the joint, get baked to this. 2012 Raheem, walking with my stereo. But y'all don't hear me though.
Just like back in the day, we can grow.
I remember when boys went from yucky to ooh, give me more sweet kisses. When punches didn't start a fight, it just meant you saw a bunny. When finger waves and Nefertiti earrings meant you were fly. Fast forward to the late 90s when respect was given freely. Without thinking, now it's just a theory. When men's pants was above their asses, now they show their asses as if they give it freely. When men took care of their kids and cribs, and now instead they're doing bids. I remember when smiles were more than just a mask, but y'all don't hear me though.
Live and direct, real talk to Lucky Me. Boy Brooklyn Black Nick Balls in the building.
In the building.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know. I want to give a shout out. Hold on. I want to give a shout out to all the people who take time to watch all my videos from the start. You know, I've been past a million, you know, but I just want to just throw it out there. And when I say a million, some people, they be cheating. They'll cheat their way through, and they'll go still a different video that's popular and upload it to their account. It's the same thing to get views and stuff like that. But I got over a million views of just my stuff that's dealing with Lucky Me, whether it's music, me and Doug acting crazy in the store, putting penis on shoulders, a million views. So shout out to New City. Shout out to anybody who ever watched any of the videos, the back to school freestyle with Lucky and Nick Bonds. They still love that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yo, I want to say this too, my nigga. You a pretty nigga. You pussy. The reason why I say that, because every time I'm from MySpace, girls used to ask me, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Real talk, my nigga.
You got to get me back in the mix, my nigga.
Listen. I just already picked all the tracks for the new mixtape. I'm already locked in with Vaz. I'm going out there probably not this week or next week. Maybe this weekend. We're going to figure it out. Probably Saturday I'm being a straw, you know what I'm saying, shooting a video with Nate Capone. And then I got our studio session for the mixtape so I can bite these niggas' heads off. These niggas running around.
Yes, sir.
Like, I'm sitting back and I'm watching all these crews and all these dudes popping up out of the Woodworth. Like, they nice and all that. Like, they've been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Now they got their little video thing. I was doing this thing way before none of the niggas was doing it. They probably did one video here, but they wasn't doing it like I was doing. So I'm gonna show these niggas that, you know what I'm saying? I'm still nice.
Shout to luck, man. You heard, nigga doing it big. The nigga is the best promoting ass nigga I know. This nigga is on everything. Shout to luck, man. Lucky me, man. That nigga don't know it's the move. Turn me up, you heard? Yo, listen, man. You niggas is following in the footsteps, man, of a fucking entrepreneur, pioneer at his craft, man. The nigga is one of the best, if not the nicest, at what he's doing right now, you heard? So if you niggas ain't clicking likes to them statuses or getting them views up, guess what? It's niggas like you that keep niggas thriving because you niggas is hating, you heard? And without no faking, I mean, without you niggas hating, niggas won't be making, you heard? So shout out to the haters, too, by the way, you heard?
Yeah, I see, you know what I'm saying? And I see, and shout out to, like, the groups, like, who do I like? It's a couple of dudes that I always like. Like, people we went to school with before I was in rapping. Pro Dillinger and all that. You know Pro,
yeah,
right, Brooklyn Black?
Shout out to Pro. Yeah, shout out to
I've been fucking with him. I remember him giving me a CD in the mall when I was first going out with Jesse, and I took that shit home, and I was bopping that shit along with Saigon and all that shit. So shout out to him. Anybody else or them other dudes? There's nobody I really, really respect and rock.
Oh,
Hold up. We got to show love to Rock Runners. We got to show love to them dudes. They definitely coming up.
And Anthony Downey and them.
Yeah.
No, they have genuine love. He showed nothing but love, and he's gonna be out there filming me while I'm out there for the first time, like talking about what I'm gonna do to kind of strategy is to take over from what I was doing, pretty much. And so look out for him on that. And like I said, yo, Vaughn, I'm serious, nigga. I'm coming back with full force, my nigga.
Yes, man. I'm here, my nigga. I'm ready, my nigga. You heard? I'm ready.
I'm coming back because the thing is this. These niggas, like, it pisses me off because I was actually signing autographs. Like, I actually, like, was getting, and then I had a fan base. These niggas have their boys hyping up and yo, he's nice. I had people that I didn't even know. White people and kids in schools, and I would go to Clarkstown South to a game, and oh, lucky, I would go to the movies and stuff like that. These dudes got their fan base is their boys. And so they think they nice because they may have 30 of their boys, you know, repping their shit and all that. Nigga, I had people with the New City Movement that didn't even know me. And so,
sure.
I'm gonna show niggas I can do it again twice. And when niggas hear these new tracks and the new music, that I'm not gonna do it on my computer. It's old studio stuff. I got some heat. And watch when they hear the new joint. It's pretty tough. It's a dance joint.
So let's get into my favorite little block. The Fair Last joint. Off of the mixtape. 347-857-4304. We got about half an hour left for showtime, so we're just gonna get it popping. A couple more announcements just going down. As far as Street Game Radio and what Brooklyn Black's doing, and I'm hyped down. So definitely pay attention to the next couple of announcements. Shout out to Nick Bars, man. This yo, and real quick fun fact: this nigga Nick Bars has been the same size since 1998. This nigga has not grown an inch. Has not gained a pound.
But niggas still know what it is, man. Nigga said, long nose or the crossbow. You heard? Blow your lungs out your torso. I'm for sure, though. Your wife be a chump ball. She a for sure hoe. I'm on the rise and I'm living better. She said, you do it good, but I do it better. I eat the ass, plus I get it wetter. Chilly weather brings. nigga said, chilly weather calls for the butter leather. I'm in the game and I'm official, though. You heard? These hollows points to blow the gristle off your tissue, yo.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we're going to get Nick Bars up in the middle of pregame radio real soon, but check this out. Lucky Me Free at Last. It's real talk, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm still drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. Uh-huh. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game.
Yeah.
I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame.
Uh-huh.
And when shit went bad, I took the blame.
Yeah.
I had a crew of hard heads, they doubted themselves.
Yeah.
Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help.
Yeah.
My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild.
Uh-huh.
I kept joints on the feet, her body in silk. Hood love in the air when your boys around.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't save home girl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the book 10 chapters ago.
Uh-huh.
I write my life in Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. God chose me and Marbury took our flicks. Haters, I reload, then I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothings in the air while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason. Childhood was the reason why I can't treat a woman the way she need to be treated. A bad father lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free. Cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better so when it's obvious. Because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick up in my jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight, minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape, but and no, taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June Kung Fu stamps, give it in for cash.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pregame Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Yeah, I need that link on that track. It's fire. That track is Nutty Buddy right there.
I wrote that in the bathroom. I had about how many days I had left. I was on a violation up in Honda, and at nighttime, the dudes, they get money, and they smoke their little cigarettes and all that in the bathroom, and that's the only time I had a chance to get light and time to myself. So I used to go in the bathroom stall, and I'd take the porn in there like I was getting money, but I'd be in there writing, and that's what I came out with, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much what came out. That Nicki Minaj Moment for Life joint came out, and that beat was just so in my head. Like, I was like, man, I'm going home in a month, and that beat just came out. And I was going to get on that beat with that, but I was like, nah, when I came out, I heard the other beat, and I wanted people to hear what I had to say. And so I'm not going to shoot that shit tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Fuego, my nigga. Fuego. Listen, my nigga, I am always available, son. Call me, shout me when you about to head down there, nigga. We link or something, man. I got my young boys is doing it big, Luck. These niggas got this their own studio and shit. These niggas right there in the straw, you heard. I know you fucking with Vagina, but listen, my young boys is ready, man. They
we talking about, what's his name? What's his name?
My nigga Joe. Shouts to Joe.
Yeah, the motorcycle, right?
Joker. Huh?
You talking about you're not Joker that was locked up.
Joker, you know what I mean? That used to fuck. We used to have him running around, man. Ghost, remember?
Yeah. Brother passed away. Ralph.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a studio now?
Yo, them little niggas is doing their thing, Luck. I mean, they. I'm about to go down there this weekend. Niggas got so much shit they fucking with. They doing their thing, my nigga.
So how about this? Yo, if you can guarantee, I'm gonna chop it up with Hooters or whatever. She has the day off for Saturday. I wanted to go down there and spend the whole day in the straw for Saturday because I wanted to knock out the video with Duke, and then I'm going to get these songs started, the mixtape with Veg, and get some promo done so niggas can start seeing my face on the rock. They can start being scared.
For sure.
And so, but another thing I want to start real quick and give a shout out to all the group home niggas that still talk to each other. Like, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. That's a weird thing.
It's rare. Like I sit back and I was just talking to Keith Mann and all that, and we all used to all fight with each other and little miscellaneous stuff and all that, and we be hating each other for a week. We playing ball next week and all that, and then we had the group home picnic. You know what I'm saying? Who house better than who house? You know what I'm saying? But we still talk to one another like we brothers and sisters. And
TV,
so shout out to all the group home niggas, TJ, Trinell, or Shabaya, wherever you at. Shout out to King. Shout out to all the group home niggas that still talk. Shout out to Jeff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Irv Gotti. Shout out to Irv Gotti. Shout out to all them niggas. Hold your head. Fucking dab me.
Just
all them niggas.
Me,
y'all niggas know who y'all are. Mike Harris. You niggas know who you is, man. Shout out to all you niggas, man.
And so I do all this to show niggas that, yeah, if DMX can come out the same group home campus where he lived on the same campus where we lived at, and he took it to another level. There's a lot of people that took it to another level. We can all be successful even if it's not rapping. You know, Vern may be the next front master flex, you know what I'm saying, and be the biggest thing when it comes to this new internet phase and how it takes over. He's 2 years strong with this shit, you know what I'm saying? That's consistency. And so... Shout out to Brooklyn Black,
you heard?
Yes, and also, 2 year thing tomorrow also going down on the 14th, I'll be holding it down at Space Palace, also 420, same spot, and May 7th, Pyramid Club. I'm in the building with Beanie Siegel. And there's opening slots left, so artists, if your money's right and your music's right, get at me. There's one slot left and it's going quick.
What's going on now?
There's opening slots for the Beanie Siegel show that I'll be at.
How much? What's perform?
Yeah.
How much is it?
If anything, I'll give you information once we get. I'll give you all the info when we get off the air, and I'll push you in the right direction. I just know what I'm gonna. I gotta be there. You know, I gotta be there. See, we're gonna be there, and there's gonna be tickets and all that. I may even give away some on pregame radio. So everyone, please just keep it locked.
Can you get not to cut you off, Brooklyn, but get video footage, my nigga, so people can see you interacting with Siegel and have him shout out your brand and all that. Get video footage of you mingling.
Well, see, I can definitely do that. Like I did the last show that I did last week, which is why I couldn't be here. I was with Fred the Godson, and put the pictures up on Facebook. So, you know, the pregame radio brand is expanding, you know. It's getting there.
Yeah, just remember, though, my nigga, video footage, man. Seeing is believing, you heard?
I was videotape everything because there's a couple reasons why I videotape everything. I videotape everything for two reasons. One reason, people change. You know what I'm saying? The video shows, like, people, you know, how a dude will rock with you hard body, and then six months later, you scummy or you grimy and all that. But the video shows that you got kicking it, drinking, cooking and all that. But then you try to down talk somebody. And the good thing, too, for video is for your kids' sake. You know what I mean? But when you are in your 40s and 50s, and your kids is like 19 and 20, and be like, Dad, you don't know nothing about none of this. And they think they doing something new under the sun. You be like, all right, go on that too. Shoot shit out, Daddy was rocking shit.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's what it means for. But back to the show. Skinny girls in or big girls in?
It depends on what type of year it is. You know what I mean? I feel you know what? Let me just. What the question is you should be asking, Luck, man, is why do skinny niggas like the big bitches?
Hey, why do niggas like the skinny bitches?
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta open up the airlines, man. Get a couple callers on this one, man.
I'm on it now.
So, boss, what's your preference?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't do big things, you heard? I mean, you know what I mean? I don't believe in that. If you pay like it's way, I mean that ain't for me, right? I mean, but I mean, I'm not knocking niggas who like big bitches and shit, but I just ain't never had a thing for them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I like big girls because it seems like they pussy gets wetter. Like it's more, they get more into. I think because they don't get a lot of sex. So if they got a handsome man in their bed and, you know what I'm saying, he physiqued up and all that, and he's hanging long, and she's like, oh, my God, her body is so excited. She don't know when she's going to get this again. So I think the body just gets overly excited, and the pussy just starts dripping, and then they get – and two, bigger girls, I think they get better head, too.
Oh, that's a definite. I mean, that's a definite. That's because they got more gut. That's because they got more suction power, my nigga. You heard? They got bigger lungs, my nigga, to blow on that shit, you heard?
Well, yo, we talk about fucking and some who got kids in the background, man? What's the kids to play?
Nah, that ain't me, cuz.
Got kids singing on the air?
Nah, we lie. Don't worry about it. Kids going to cry. That's what happens. They cry. To be honest, I like bigger girls.
If you would let them cry.
Yeah, listen. If you're not bleeding, it's not a foul. They say there's no blood, it's not a foul. That's what they say.
That's it.
So hold on.
But back to the topic. They serve their purpose. You know what I mean?
They serve their purpose.
Like it's been rare, you know, because. Shit, you know, fuck, I keep it funky. You know, I've done a couple of big girls in my day. But it hasn't been to a point where you're doing it and, like, they don't know how to cook. Like, shit, because, like, Buck said, they don't get sex like that. So,
you talking about Sheree?
Whoa, why are you throwing names
out? I know who he's talking about.
Your mom's sitting shooting in the club, son. See this shit? What happened?
What happened?
Snigger shooting in the club, son.
Yeah, I know that nigga hearing you out.
No,
listen, I was gonna shout some names out too, but I ain't even gonna do that, you heard?
Yo, I was on the phone with Sheree, right? And I noticed I was hearing her voice. What are you doing? And she was like, Brian fucking me.
Yo, you niggas ain't no good, man.
God, niggas ain't no shit.
I miss the good days. Those are the good days. Those was good when life was fun, B.
Hey, what was your girl name? Yo, what was your girl name that lived in the group home up there on 9W?
Yo, chill, Sam. We got going to all that. But,
but
like I was saying, the thing with the,
with the sisters,
you know, I haven't come across one because, like I said, you know, get
what's
her
name,
like? They get it.
They get
all into it and shit. So they'll do it right, they'll suck and they'll swallow, they'll fuck, and they'll go make a nigga a sandwich.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right, that's true.
But I mean, you know what it is?
Let me tell you something.
Here's the thing. Skinny bitches get fucked. So most of the time, they don't know how to do shit but just lay there, lift a leg up, hold their leg up, go to the side, and that's it. Why? Because pretty skinny bitches get fucked.
Yo, who is this? Do you think you have better pussy being that you're a thicker female than a skinnier girl?
I don't know. I just know I learned what I learned, how I learned it, and I don't get any complaints because I haven't heard any complaints from you, so.
Oh. Listen, Black, man, you're going to have to get metal. Somebody come on the airway. Somebody shooting.
They're shooting in the club, man. Niggas are shooting in the club.
Somebody pay security to walk through the weapon.
I've never had sex with this woman. She's a crazy fan.
You're such a liar. You are a liar.
You're a crazy fan. I don't know what
honey, you're not in Vegas or are that home here.
Hold
on. Can you forget that?
Did he wear a
condom? Did he wear what?
Get the call.
I'm saying you're already shooting. Did he wear a condom?
What time?
That's what we doing?
Get the call.
I got a commercial break.
This nigga is dumb, yo.
Yeah, cokehead face, weed like salad, 14K ring. Baby, then in marriage, she would scream when he hits her. The pictures that she cheated, she did it once before. He forgave her, she repeated. She's a victim, no, never. 20 years together, if the truth doesn't stop, then the love lasts forever. Soft pleasures of her lips, got her walking on feathers. A heartbreak kid, he loves the Billie Jean, but that kid ain't his. And her voice says killer, just a mic jack thriller. A hardworking man, BK bound, go get her. He stays for his baby girl. Painkiller, she's insane in a safety world. Jail time, maybe life if you kill a girl. Time invested, but it's hard for him to move on. She's screaming child support before he even get his shoes on. He punched her in the face, now she's dead wrong.
Yeah, we're back. I'm saying sorry I had to cut that short. That was Lucky Me, the remix featuring Britney Spears. Well, Britney Spears featuring Lucky Me, Criminal. Yeah, we chopping it up. We talking about who got the best sex,
thick girls and skinny girls, or why do skinny niggas pause like thick girls, or why do thick girls like skinny men, vice versa. You know, we just chopping up. We got a couple callers from 607. Shout out to people who's from the 607 on the check-in. All you got to do is press 1 if you want to put your hand up, if you want to say something, and we're about to get bombs back in here. We got a caller.
Last 4 digits, 6961.
And we got another one, oh, yeah, that's, okay, that's who it is. We got her in. 6961. You on the air?
Yo. 6961,
who's this?
Providence,
hey. Young Prince. Hey. All right,
Westwater,
what's in the building? What's going on? We're talking best pussy, thick girls or skinny girls?
What'd you say?
We jumping all over the place. We could take it back to the dishing thing.
Oh, nah, Lucky, we already talked about the dance today. We already had an hour, 2 hour long conversation about that shit.
All right, well, you said that you've never dished before, and your pussy is always...
No, I said I've douched twice, and it's not healthy for you. It's not sanitary. The pussy cleans itself out.
So I just never understood the pussy cleans itself out. It's a little broom, and it just goes around. And
looping bong.
Looping bong. Okay. Shout out to Young Duggo. Yo, we have another call in. This is...
Tanika, nigga.
Oh, okay. Is this the Tanika that deleted me on Facebook? Tanika? That deleted me?
Oh, this is Tanika, nigga.
That deleted me? The African.
Tanika, nigga.
Why did you delete me, miss? She hung up.
What?
Did she hang up?
No, I'm right here.
Then who's the other caller?
It's me and Felicia. We on the same phone.
Oh, no, we had another call that dropped. It was 215. I think it was Pudge. I don't know if he's still on it. Young Prince, shout out to you. Call back in if you're still on the call in. Miss Tanika, do you douche?
I've tried it once. And like Alicia, it's not healthy for you because it takes out some of the good bacteria that your vagina needs. And it could result in infections, bacterial infections, yeast infections.
So if a man was having sex with you and nutting you, how would that stuff come out?
If he what?
If he nutting you, like if you feeling lucky and you let him go raw and his semen is in you and he blasts a nice load, how is that stuff coming out of you if you don't do
it? Probably when I go sit down and use the toilet, that shit just drops out, like just comes out on its own.
The only thing of the male that gets into the sperm.
Yo, Bond.
Yo.
Yo, she's saying that gravity, once again, we're going back to gravity. Everybody's going with this gravity thing, that gravity is cleans up the pussy.
My nigga, that shit's a wives' tale, man. Gravity don't clean pussy, nigga.
Listen, pussy cleans itself. First of all, like, the only thing in the nut, like, the nut is the whole seed. The seed is the only thing that stays in the vagina. Everything else falls out.
Hooters.com
like,
just said girls can squeeze it out.
I told you to go to the doctor's to see him and ask her doctor.
Well, I don't actually need to see a doctor. I've been doing research all day, and they are saying that that it's not healthy to do. But my question is, why would they actually make the actual stuff? Like, why would they make Summer's Eve and stuff like that?
You're not supposed to do it like that.
You're not
supposed to do it on a daily.
Well, how,
a lot of females...
A lot of hookers that do it. A lot of females do that shit for pleasure.
So the whole
what are you lovely ladies doing on this lovely day?
Good night.
What's the word? What did you love, little ladies, doing? How many numbers did y'all get today from the men?
How many numbers? I got like 4. I actually hung out with a new little thing earlier. You know what I'm saying? He cool and shit.
Okay. Did you get some penis today, ma'am?
No.
Wow.
No penis. I'm holding out. Vagina's still tight.
Wow.
I don't need a douche because that thing's naturally fresh.
All right. Well, did your mouth get any dick today?
No, my mouth don't get dick ever. So, yeah.
Why doesn't your mouth get dick?
Because. Why would I put something in my mouth that goes into other pussy? I don't feel that.
Hold on. We just got a news bulletin in. We got a news bulletin. So, Miss Westwater looks, what you're saying is you don't suck penis.
No, I didn't say that. I don't suck random penis. I have to fuck with you for a second.
But what if the guy that you're messing with is out there slinging cock?
Well, he ain't getting no penis. I mean, I could give you somebody to call if you needed to, and they could tell you, but we don't be out here slinging no mouth.
I'm just saying because your ex-husband was out here.
Listen, I have never been married. My name has never been ex. I have no ex. I have no boyfriend.
Your ex-man, the progenitor.
I have a lot of ex-boyfriends, so none really particularly coming to mind, so.
I'm just saying that the progenitor was out there slinging cock. He has 4 girls pregnant right now.
I don't know who that person is, though.
And you was giving his man fellatio, ma'am.
No, I haven't given that man fellatio since...
Don't lie.
This? Like September. September, October.
Your teeth going to fall out.
September, October.
When is the last time?
Like September, October.
That's what we're running with for 2000? That's what we're going? That's our answer? Our final answer?
No, that's really what it is.
We have Pudge here on the line. We're going to get him in?
I don't give a fuck who's on the line.
Oh, shit. Angry, hold on. 6961, you're
really
on the
air. Do that. We don't want to do this right now, Lucky. I'm in a good mood. I have a good life. You know,
don't run from love.
I'm not in love. My heart's good right now. I'm not in love.
We got 607. You're on the air.
Yeah.
6966. Is this the progenitor?
Yo, what's up, nigga?
Don't even like it.
Yo, I'm back in the building. Back on my boat.
Listen, I don't make these things up. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. We got 5 minutes left, and we have the Pudgenator. Mr. Pudgenator, sir, that's the name you're going with for your summer season.
What's poppin', boy?
You wasn't able to win the Christmas season. What are you going to do to win the summer league season?
Get more girls pregnant.
Pudgenator, you're getting shot. They're shooting missiles. What you got to say to that?
They're shooting in the club.
Hey, I'm going to say this, B.
The bad dog.
I can't hear this nigga. We
are
the service,
bud.
You're
the best in all that?
What you said,
sir? You heard? I said I'm the best, my nigga.
All right, so what are you going to do? Lucky Me has been destroying the league. Lucky Me has been winning. What are you going to do to stop this man's jump shot?
What am I going to do to stop that man's jump shot? I got something for you, son. I got a surprise guest of my own for you.
I got 4 players that's locked in for the summer league already. 4 players.
And I have a very special guest that wants to speak to you.
Who?
Let's get on the air. Let's get him on air. Let's do it.
Get on the air. Hello?
No. This is Hot Tamale.
She's crazy.
Listen.
You
Hooters is here with you? Is Hooters
no,
here with you?
No, Rudy's not there with me. I'm at my house in my drawers and babysitting.
Oh, well, listen, if Hooters is listening, tell her that she needs to take some advice about Dusha.
Oh, they're shooting the car.
All right,
and
I'm
tell her I want my $40.
You don't, ma'am, you don't, she doesn't owe you $40. It's Lindsay.
Well, I don't care.
All right, we're going
to have a reason to save.
I'm going to put... We're going to put her on pause. Hooters.com, we just put her Tamale on pause. She's talking crazy. If you want to, would you like to say something to her in response to that?
Honey, you're 17. Fuck you know about me. Nothing.
Oh, shit.
you're mistaken for somebody else, obviously. And it's really cute that you're hanging around a 23-year-old man. Where do they do that? And, honey, I don't own shit. They weren't my kids. Nice try.
Hey, Brooklyn Black, we can't extend this thing. It's going down.
We can keep going. We can keep going.
We can keep it going?
We can keep it going. But we got...
I want to
hold on. Wait. Hold on. And Alicia, Erno, you're still out there. Why you gotta lie?
What'd you say there?
You know you still love that man.
Oh, you still love that man.
Lady, listen, I got a question for the ladies, love.
You gotta be real for you to love somebody. You shit real, so they ain't no love. What you mean? That's just dead. Everybody need to stop saying all that shit. I don't give a fuck. That nigga don't give a fuck. It is what it is, and that's what it is. So, like, why are
we... what did we just talk about 3 weeks ago at the bench at the mall when we were both working?
You can't talk about that. That was 3 weeks ago, bitch. I'm doing it.
Hey, yo, Black.
Yo, what's good?
I got a question for the ladies, man. Listen. What happened?
I said,
you got the floor, my nigga.
Listen, do ladies believe in that shit that if the nigga shoe is big, that the nigga dick big shit?
No.
So that's false. I don't believe that shit.
That's
true.
You got a big dick.
Well, the fellas can cover their ears, but I have a small penis, and girls like my popcorn shrimp penis, so I guess.
Because niggas is fooling themselves. Niggas wear like a 6, walking around with a size 12 with Dumbo feet. They get bitches like that.
I want to say something. I'm putting people on mute. I want to say something. I give out condoms at my store. And yo, fellas, stop fretting, please. Somebody, you got any golden tickets? You got any Willy Wonkas? Nigga, you don't. Not everybody's fitting in a Willy Wonka. Stop fretting, B.
Listen.
Just cover that man up. Use a condom. Use a lifestyle. Use the you can't use the NYC joints. You get somebody pregnant with that one. But don't stop fretting like every man. Like, y'all niggas be coming to the store talking about, oh, I want no free condom if you don't got no Willy Wonkas. Stop fronting. We're going back to the air.
What?
Y'all back to my
stop. That's so...
Hold on. Time out. Who are you? Because you sound sexy as hell.
All right.
Do you want him, nigga?
That's Tanika.
This is LuckyMe.com a date.
Yo, Bond.
Yo.
Go to my page, right? Or go to my YouTube page. Matter of fact, you on your Facebook right now?
Yeah, I can plug in.
Plug on your Facebook, pause, and I'm going to send you a shorty. She's a country young lady. She's thick, you know, you're a bust her ass. I know you're a bust her ass.
you stupid. Send it in.
Yeah, I'm going to send you what she looks like. What she needs a good man in her life. She needs a good group home nigga that appreciates life.
Did she say good group home niggas?
Yo, it's the kid Lucky Me here.
Niggas been signed out and aged out for the longest, nigga.
Yo, huh? Word up, bro.
I don't know.
Yo, it should be on your page in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's on your wall.
Alright, hold up.
Oh shit, we got LuckyMe.com. We got LuckyMe.com dating.
All right, the Pudgeonator. Are you there, Pudgeonator?
Let me see. This is Hot Tamale.
Hooters. All right, hold on. Hot Tamale. Can I ask you a question? Hot Tamale, seriously. I just got to ask you this thing. Why are you so crazy?
Because
because I'm really not, but them bitches get on my nerves. Hooters talk all that shit and got beat up by a 16-year-old. And your pussy does beat up.
Listen.
And Alicia's bad pussy, because if she wanted it, she would have said something when I was in the store.
Why would I fight you, a little ass girl? You're a child, miss. A child.
But why are you talking shit over the radio? Why couldn't you say to my face?
Child. Ain't nobody said nothing about you, first of all. If they did, I will.
This is how Lil' Kim got locked up.
So, I don't fight little girls. Sorry.
This is how Lil' Kim got locked up.
I'm hearing everybody. Listen, I'm hearing everybody. This show is not to cause violence. This show is not for people to be beefing and stuff like that. That's not what this shit is about. It's just to talk about things that's going on in your area, just from Rockland to the city to Elmira. We're not doing the whole, oh, I got beef with you. And it's no beef, because niggas ain't really built like that. Just because of shenanigans. Like, no, there's some real G shit. Like, it's not really about that. It's not about beefing. It's not about none of that, oh, if you see me and this and that. You females are ladies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all give birth to children. Y'all sexy. We go crazy. We buy cars and chains and shit like that to impress y'all. We don't want to see y'all fight. We want to see y'all naked. That's what we want to see. We don't want to see y'all fighting and bruised up. We want to see y'all naked, doing things on poles and with syrup on you. And so we're going to go back. I'm going back, put y'all back on.
Preach on, Reverend. Preach on.
I didn't know what picture you put on his wall.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Bonds, did you see the young lady, Tanika? Can you bust her ass?
I'm doing the daycare thing right now, my nigga. I got the jack in one hand. I'm trying to fumble it. Hold up.
All right, Paul.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna check to put shit out to him, but.
Is on your wall, Brooklyn Black, and 5, 4, 3, 2.
What is
on your wall?
Nigga, what is it? A party pack?
Okay. I see it. Hey,
like I said,
that's
she's a very attractive black woman, African American woman. Like I said, I would have tried to go out there and bust ass, but I told her I don't want her to be starting a job and stuff like that, so I.
But I'm saying, is that her hair, though?
Tanika?
Yep.
That's all your real hair, though?
She paid for
what
it.
What picture you put up? What picture you put up?
I didn't show him picture. I got the video. Facebook
edit. It's a little added on. But it's mine.
Oh, you got a little add-on? A little add-on?
I paid for it. It's mine.
Got a little add-on? Okay.
Yo,
she looks like she took a soul out of nigga dick, though.
What you say? What he say?
And Pudge gets no respect for that. Pudge get no respect for that. This is why Pudge get no respect for that. Pudge get no respect for that because how you going to put someone on a phone that's looking to start drama? A 16-year-old
girl.
I mean,
with some little ass girl who could.
Niggas is drama.
Because when niggas
life
is drama, they love drama.
Hooters. I'm putting everybody on mute again. Hooters, listen, it's okay. It's okay to sit back if you're not a fighter. Like me, I'm a fighter. I can talk a lot of shit. I can win, lose, or draw. I'm known to fight. I've been fighting all my life. I can talk a lot of shit because I can back it up. It's okay. You're a female. You're not a fighter. You don't have to talk shit on the radio because you live in a small town and you're driving around and you're going to have to see that young, crazy young lady again. So be careful what you say on the radio show on a low budget, but like an underground radio show because at the end of the day, you can go into the AA mart and you run into that girl and she'll whoop your ass. And because she's crazy, that's what she do. She's a fighter. You're not a fighter. And so sometimes you gotta learn when to choose your battles. If she wanna talk shit, let her talk shit. When you ask shit, that's saying that yo, I'll fuck you up. So if you're not prepared to throw your dick beaters, don't say nothing, miss. I'm putting everybody back on.
What do you mean? I wasn't even talking about her. I was talking about Pudge.
Still, you're talking shit about Pudge when you're not built like that. My thing is it, like I always tell you girls, and I say it to Lil Debbie also, is either you're a thug or you're not a thug. You don't be a part-time gangster. Like, if Pudge was in front of you with that young lady, would you be popping shit to Pudge?
Got it.
Yeah.
with that with a Maryland right there, her crazy ass standing right next to Pudge, you would be talking reckless.
How many times has he stood in front of me with somebody and I still talk reckless to him? I don't care.
No, I'm talking about with her crazy ass standing right next to him.
I don't care.
So you don't care if you get your ass washed up by a young ass girl. You don't care. That's not going to hurt your pride. That's not going to hurt your pride a little bit.
No, it's not.
You
got washed up.
But
at the end of the day, I'm still doing better. At the end of the day, I'm still doing better.
How would your fit? Yo, she'd wash you. she washed you. You run your belt.
Don't
you
in the club?
Get washed up.
Why are you in here?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about who's cool, who's the bigger part of fighting. And it's not about fighting and all that. I'm just saying that, you know, if sometimes you can just sit back and let a person talk shit. Like, a dude I know I can beat up, I'll still sit back and let him talk shit because at the end of the day, is it worth it? Like you said, you're winning. If your pockets are fat, you're working, you're getting bread. And if I'm not saying if that's the case.
And you don't put a lot of dick in your mouth?
Wow. Where did that come from? I don't know too much. I'm not going to put a stamp on that. I don't know too much about the sexual activities. But, your Pudge, if you're out there, call back. Now, Pudge, if you're out there, call back in. We would love to hear from you. So pretty much, West Waterworks has stated that she's done with the Pudgenator, and we're going to scrap that. And hopefully, you know, in a month, we don't be talking about that on the show. And the Brooklyn Black, what's your take on what's going on, man? You in Brooklyn? What you think is going on up there?
I'm just saying, you hit the nail on the head. If you ain't about that life, don't be talking that shit, son. Cause
hit the nail. Hit the nail on what? Excuse me. Put the nail on what?
Hit the nail on the head.
Hit the nail on what?
Hit the nail on the head.
Nah, bro. These girls, they need to just love themselves. That's all.
But I want to get back to Miss Tanika because I'm the one that said she like she could suck a nigga's soul out of his dick.
Oh shit! Oh, that's what Mortal
Kombat.
Well,
Mortal Kombat.
Well, I'm
not throwing my hat in the ring. That's just an observation that I made. Like, you know, it looks like she's very talented in the fallacious art. That's all.
In the fellatio, he wants your fellatio.
You're not done.
Well,
you know, she looks like she's
never had no complaints.
You know, like she looks like she's stuck coming out of me. Oh, shit. You got the baby line.
They're going to come up to break.
You got the baby crying.
I just know I can suck dick very well.
That's what's up. Like that's a really that's a great thing to know.
He's
so
right now. He's on the radio show right now, and he's doing dishes.
Who's on the radio show doing dishes?
And Lucky doing the dishes.
Lucky's doing dishes.
Lucky's doing the dishes on a radio show and playing Papa Bear. Papa Bear.
Wow.
Stand up, man.
Wow, that's crazy. Shout out to Lucky me doing the dishes.
Yeah, we just doing things. They came live on set. They live on set. They didn't know that. They didn't tell me that she was on her way or nothing. You know,
yeah.
But they
just...
I could have been in my drawer.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, this is a real good thing.
Oh, yeah. Round, I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their necks to keep their hopes in check. Cause though they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me to tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye bye. Just another hazard.
gotta keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, no. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Check it out. I get around. The underground just don't stop for hoes. I get around. Still down with the underground clowns. Let them hoes know.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love, how you doing?
Right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought I was. See, weekend was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day, so just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We should keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Round and round, round and round. Too popular now, don't stop for hoes. I get around. In the hips, cause I'm watching conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, while the lights on, turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time, cause the goofy bit the truth and told a lie. You think the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the jump, search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town, break down. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Real talk with Lucky Me. Got a little crazy up in here for a second, you know what I mean? But that's how it goes down.
Yeah, it did get a little crazy. It's just, man. It's one of those things that, you know, to people that's listening and stuff like that, I just want to throw out there that it's not like for the show ain't about having people with beefs get on there and stuff like that. It's just talking about typical topics. And if Pudge did, you know, have her call in for drama, you know what I'm saying? You don't get no burn for that, my nigga. Like, you supposed to call in, we talking about the topics and all that. You got, I'm not even going to call her a little girl. She's a little woman. So, you're having a little woman call in for drama. It's not really what's popping, my nigga. Get your money, nigga. Stop doing little kid shit. And call in and be a man about your shit. I don't know. So, we still got Nick Barnes on the situation.
Yeah, we still got the boss in the building. Yo, you better go and holler at that chick with the motherfucking crazy ass suction cup lips, though.
She's live here. Listen, you lucky I don't got a Skype. I would Skype right now.
All right, we got it.
We're going to
blow. Like, yo.
Your webcam is up?
Probably.
Come on, Tika.
Huh?
I said probably.
Yeah, I'm sending you a video joint right now, so you can let the viewers know what's really good with the goodness.
With the goodness.
Good with the goodness. All right, so let's see how we got shit popping.
Yeah.
The thing, the whole, the jump off is connected.
Yo.
It's not connected.
So boss, you know, you seen how shit's gotten crazy in here.
Yo, who this?
What?
Let me ask you this question. If this girl's not your friend, why is she, if you don't like her, why is she a friend on Facebook?
Actually, I didn't even know she was still my friend on Facebook. I just deleted her.
But no, we're gonna keep it 100. You knew she'd been there because I asked you this question before.
When before? Like forever ago before.
But still,
like I said,
the question was asked.
Yeah, the question still stands. Why haven't you deleted her yet?
Wait, what?
Why haven't you deleted this young lady yet?
I just did. I just told you that. Fucking open your ears and listen.
Oh, see, once again, miss, you're cursing and you're speaking in a tone that's out of your nature. Like, if you was built like that, like, if I tomorrow hit me up and said, fuck you, Lucky, I expect her to say that because that's in her nature. She's reckless. She's a, how do you say it, ratchet? That's how they are, so I would expect that. But, miss, that's not your nature.
Like
you're not telling me like that.
What do you mean I talk to you like that all the time?
You talk to me because I can't smack dog shit out of you. Like, you're,
what
like,
do you mean you can't smack dog
shit out of you? For another female to do that, you're not built like that. You, when the last time you beat up a female in Elmira? She said that. Shit, my bad. Why did I do it again? Because my camera's on this.
All right, well, shit, we'll fuck around with that shit later. But,
yeah, but we're not going to go into it. Just, I'm saying for all females that's listening, if either you're a lover girl or you're a thug, and if you're not a thug, you should never be talking any type of shit to anybody if you're not built like that.
Yo.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
You still there,
all right, I couldn't hear niggas and shit.
All right, we're gonna put Nico. We're gonna have y'all do a one-on-one real quick. Hold on one second. We're gonna do it live.
Oh, nigga, put a shirt on. What are you doing?
Yeah,
okay, I'll put a shirt on. Y'all do it.
That's how it's supposed to be, nigga.
Who got the taco meat out?
What do you mean? Got a fucking local taco popping on his chest right now.
Yeah,
and they got the chin chip, nigga. Look
Maryland,
like a nigga bear hugging a koala.
Oh, shout out to Tasty Case on the listening. She's listening from a computer or her phone or something because she asked me who, whatever. Shout out to Tasty Case.
That's her in the back over there?
I still love Tasty Case.
Oh, yo, mom, I'm looking at her in the back right now. You know, her titties are nice and perky. So that's something you can have fun busting ass with. Like,
all right, you already know, you know, man, I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah, you know,
She turned on my arm, hold on, I'm giving you this one now.
Yo, she got to turn around, tell her to turn around. Tell her to turn around so we can get a look. Yo. I know that nigga just walked out with his, okay, then I saw him probably in the back.
Oh,
yeah, see, we
got to
get the, oh, shit, okay. Okay, so boss, what's some preliminary information that you would like to get from this young lady over here?
I mean, the basics, man. Let's start with the basics, man.
Yo, tell the nigga about to put some fucking clothes on.
I don't know anything to say. Nothing, we'll talk later.
Ooh.
Nothing.
What
happened? Boss, you asked her a question, right?
Yeah, I mean, I said, let's start with the basics.
Miss Tanika, so we want to know some of the basics about you. You know, give us some numbers, some measurements. You know, give us some.
That's a good start.
You know, give us some measurements. Give us, you know, where you from.
All right, do you spit or swallow?
You got an asshole down there.
Yo, you're so John Q. Nigga, at the end of the
Yo, yo, this nigga Luck is flexing on the webcam with no shirt on in his drawers.
Oh, my bad.
So, Mr. Nick, what's your measurements like, you know, give us the numbers.
I'm a 40, B cup.
You're really a 40? I'm only a
30. Damn.
Because I'm bigger than you.
I'm a B cup.
Well, no, I'm a 40.
Oh, I'm a 40.
Okay.
You want to know what type of pants I wear?
Yo, we want the numbers. There's three sets of numbers. I at least know that shit. So what is it, like 40, 35, 26, some shit like that? What's the numbers?
I don't know what my waist like, but I wear a size 52.
Wait, you cut your hair?
40. 40 come with a wide load, don't it?
I have a lot going on the bottom half of my body, yes. I got thighs and hips and ass, yes.
Hmm. I'm saying, though, Never mind. I'll let Luck air it out.
Do you have a gag reflex?
Do what?
Do you have a gag reflex?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yo, you're stupid, son.
Yo, I asked the question that you want to know.
I almost puked, my nigga.
I asked the question that you want to know.
All right, so hear him out.
You know, so after sex, do you make sandwiches? Can you cook?
Yes, I know how to cook.
All right, how's your Kool-Aid making skills? Because, yo, you can't make Kool-Aid, you ain't shit.
Oh, I know how to make some Kool-Aid. Don't get that twisted.
I'm saying with the hand game, like, you know what I mean? You know how to rub a nigga down? You know how to do some footwork, some massage work?
Yes, I know how to do that, too.
I'm
an all-purpose female.
Oh, shit, all-purpose.
Oh, I don't know, man. You know what they say. If it's too good to be true, usually it's a nigga.
Can you roll blunts?
Huh?
Can you roll blunts?
Yep.
Do you trick on niggas?
You spend money?
Can I what?
Do you spend money on niggas?
Do I spend money on niggas?
Yeah, you gonna trick on them.
No,
it goes the other way around.
What? So you don't like your man looking good on behalf of your purse?
Yo, put your pants up.
Damn. All right, I'm talking about Mike.
So you want my nigga a PlayStation?
Nothing.
Hell no, I don't dig it on PlayStation. What I look like?
You won't buy nigga the newest Madden? That's terrible.
Yo, you won't get Call of Duty, son?
Nothing. She a zombie, Black.
Oh, man. Yo, look. She won't buy nigga a PlayStation, son? All right, will you at least buy this nigga a T-shirt?
That nigga shaping his chest up.
But she's a little. Oh, that's right. You like light skinned girls, right? Too, right, boss? You like light skinned girls?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Oh, so who the white girl?
What happened?
They got a white girl in the bunch. That's not like you run around with no fucking clothes on.
Wait,
how old is she? Can you hold up your IG to the camera, please?
Who?
The white girl. She looked like she's a Justin Bieber fan.
No, it's a white girl.
Come on, love.
You know, but yeah, Miss Tanika, how old are you?
22.
22. You was a baby.
She's
20.
She's not a baby. I'm a young lady.
She's a young lady.
I hate you. That shit sound good.
Yo, look, how old are you again? 45, nigga?
30.
11,
10. 30.
Wow, she put the real shit out there, too. 30.
Form Blast. What do you Yeah, I didn't see. Does she have a butt?
Nah.
She probably fat.
Nah. Listen, I'm gonna show you what she look like. Doug was just Doug was trying to put his penis on his shoulder.
No, he is gonna put his penis on my shoulder.
Wow.
He is putting his penis on my shoulder.
Welcome home, Doug.
Looping.
Shout to Doug. Shout to young Doug.
Why are you gonna put that up?
I want them to see what's going on.
Why you can put the other one? Be running from the penis.
Listen, this dude right here, Brooklyn Black.
Yeah.
Like he had a diva named Angel. That means that he had to. That you come down to Brooklyn, he's not playing no games with you. That man,
he can't.
He can't wear shorts.
I don't care. I don't want no.
No, but I grew up in a group home with him.
I wear jeans.
In the summertime, it was 100 degrees. Listen, that man can't wear shorts.
I don't care about his shorts, and I don't want it. I don't want no elephant dick. I was
told. He's going to eat the butt, too.
Right. Long vagina is extremely, it's not form-fitting. It doesn't
fit. He's going to eat the butt.
It does not fit.
Uh-oh. Is Tasty signing a team lucky me?
Oh, do it. Do it, son. You know you want to.
I've been trying to get Tasty for like 30 years. She knows she's sexy, a little fat, but.
Wait, Casey who?
Her name is Tasty Cakes.
Yo,
Pudge is the
heartbroken.
Tasty Cakes. Right. Yo, Tasty Cakes, if you on the call in, man, what's the number?
347.
347 the number, Brooklyn Black?
347-857-4302, but since we're after our time, she can't call in, but she'll be able to hear this shit once we're done.
Oh, so it's pretty much whoever is on stays on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why she said she only heard up to that part. Or what? But what about from the computer, though?
The stream is cut at 9 o'clock. Like, everything we're doing now is going to be recorded, and once we're done, the whole thing will be available.
Yeah. I was like, you hear about the chat?
So we after hours right now.
Oh, shit. What
about the
business?
No garbage. Eat. Let's go. What about night time?
What
about
some boobies?
You want to eat?
Because Miss Tanika, she got a real good throat on her. Her throat looks real sturdy.
In the back.
In that game?
In
her throat looks real sturdy.
Shout out to the baby in the background.
Yeah, at Waterworld, she a white girl, so you know her head game is pretty damn good anyway.
Bananas.
With her pink titties. But for those who don't know, those who are still rocking with us, much appreciated. This is a real talk with Lucky Me, featuring your boy Brooklyn Black. Nick Barnes is in the building.
Of course. I still might get it while she's pregnant.
Oh, shit. This nigga talking about fucking girls while they're pregnant?
That's what they're doing.
Talking about fucking girls while they're pregnant. I don't know. What's wrong with this guy?
Everything.
Mr. Barnes, do you fuck pregnant girls, Mr. Barnes?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, shit, this nigga done did it. This nigga done did it.
Oh,
Robin?
It's shooting.
You're riding to the camera, what off?
This nigga poking babies in the head and shit, sir.
Yo, Vern.
What's good, sir?
What up, though, man?
You're riding to the camera. You turned it off, Vern?
Nah, that shit shut down on its own, man.
What's up, nigga? What you doing?
I need a better call for friends.
So.
Oh. Well, I forgot Hooters is still there.
Hooters is still in the building.
I thought you was quiet,
son. Wait.
But then we put on bad about
it. What's wrong with me?
Wait. So Hooters, yeah, where Hooters? How's your head game, Hooters? How's your neck? Do you have a sturdy neck, Hooters?
I think that's a question that isn't for me to answer, for somebody else to answer.
Why? I'm asking you about something that you do. Why do I need a reference line straight from you?
Good answer.
What do you mean?
Why do I need to go to another source when I can go straight directly to the source?
Because it's not mine that it's, you know, so I don't really.
What, so you're not confident in your abilities?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's, okay. I know what I'm doing.
I'm saying you know what you're good at, right?
Vern, she did a good job. Last time.
Okay, so she's good with that game. So pretty much stereotype is right. White girls, they can, you know, they can suck a dick. But
she's no superhead. She's no superhead, but she did a good job.
Okay, no superhead, but she okay.
You know, everyone,
but I do. Not everyone has porn star quality, you know.
Yo, you know who gives good? Who gives better head? Oh my goodness, he's doing her dirty.
I know.
That's like me right there. You know Pinky? You know Pinky, right?
No. I think, you know what? It doesn't matter about the porn stars, and shout out to y'all niggas watching porn.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Pinky. Pinky, my ex.
No, I know your ex, Pinky.
Do you know what Pinky's talking about?
Nah, sir.
You know, I was going out with her for like 4 months, right?
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Pinky, Vic or Wifey. Yo, Vern.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
Pinky, you don't know Pinky. You know Vic, right?
Who?
Vic from the group home.
Yeah.
His old Wifey.
I still don't know who that is.
I'm seeing the link to our page right now.
Wow, as we're airing out 30 miles, we got 20 minutes left for tape. So
I'm talking about Victor Thompson.
I know what the nigga you're talking about, I just don't know the girl. All
right, I'm showing you a picture of her right now.
You know, but
she's mad. She just didn't want to.
These are horrible.
Who's horrible? Who's horrible?
We're
looking for love. We're looking for love.
You're not
listening to
chocolate.
Wait, that's defeat. Wow. Yeah, she has amazing stuff, though.
So while we find all this shit, we talking about who has great head, and we trying to figure out if Mr. Moss is going to be taking down Miss Tanika over there with the perky pitch and shit. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
What do you say?
Got instrumentals.com.
Oh, I'm tired of shit, you fucking bum ass nigga. You here and there, you can't even take care of your fucking kid. That's why I fake this shit, dumb nigga. I had to go to the bathroom.
I want the car, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky man love A3. Plus I got kids on my roads where I live. Nigga, I want child support. I want child support.
Make your shit, bitch. My baby mama calling, voicemail, hang up on her, baby need new shoes. All she do is want for money, man, he don't want for nothing. She washed up like she hot, acting like she young, still asking
when them Jordans drop.
Last check, little mama bought a Gucci bag. My income tax, man, she took everything I had. She talking shit to her friends like I'm a bad father. My sister wanted to wash her up, I said, why bother? I'm emotional, dude, yes, this shit bothers me. Digested like you me, so what's it gonna be? I gave her the house, the cars and the keys, and I fell to my knees. Now I'm broke.
I want the cars, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free. Plus I got kids on my wrist where I live. Nigga, I want child support. 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 I want child support.
Yeah, baby mama drama got the kids stressed out. I'm thinking about packing up, maybe move down south. I mean, I can't keep a girl. I bring girls to my home, cause every 5 minutes, a bitch blowing up my phone. She took my food stamps, I see I get brand new. My kids looking dirty, but her clothes is brand new. She argues in public, she screams so loud. Her ponytail was to the side, she's so ghetto and so proud. If it wasn't for my kids, I would have snuffed her and ran away. I'm thinking about Arizona or that place where Kobe played. Man, if you're young and single, y'all live your life. Men will never win. And I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the building.
Yeah, see, everybody just doing the things that we like to do. 17 minutes. Baby mama be here about 11. So that means from 10:30 to 11, or, well, when this shit ends, it takes me like 20 minutes not to crib out.
Okay.
All I do is vacuum, you know, put the dishes away, put the new dishes in the sink.
You gotta know, Mr. Barnes, what's the verdict? Are you gonna be knocking down Miss Tanika's walls and shit? Oh shit, they still hollering in the background? Alright, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Friday the 13th, we definitely got a show popping off Friday night, 10 to 12. Saturday the 14th, I will be at the Space Palace in Brooklyn holding it down. Also be there on the 20th, and May 7th, I'll be at the Pyramid Club with Beanie Siegel. Check out gxmedia.biz. All the info as far as booking. There's only one slot left to open for them. So make sure your shit right and we get it good like that, Yerk. But, you know, we got about, what, 16 minutes left?
Or we can shut it down.
You know, get the people to shout outs and shit, you know. Tune in next week. It'll be another episode of Real Talk.
Yeah, you know, Tom, I want to apologize because I didn't get a chance to promote it because it kind of slipped.
Yeah,
my memory. I'm keeping funky. It fucking slipped my memory. But yo,
yo,
what up?
Who's that?
That was Boss.
Why you got a sexy voice on?
He about to take that Tanika shorty down real quick.
He get the number or anything yet?
Hold up, man. I'm on hold for a second. Hold on.
Shout out to the big balls ordering Chinese food. But like I said, most of them, check us out. Big shout out to everybody who's on the check-in, even the people bringing that crazy-ass drama to the show. Shout out to all who love us. Shout out to all the haters. Shout out to all those who ain't hear about this yet. Pre-game radio birthday tomorrow. We having fun. We getting bigger. We expanding. And we do shit like this just because it's Monday. You know what I mean? From Lucky Me, Big Barnes, I'm Brooklyn Black. Big shout out to everyone who rocked with us. Big shout out to Elmira, Ithaca, upstate, Brooklyn, New York, yeah. Rockland. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.